here starts the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
37 minutes after the hour. Good afternoon. You are up next.
Hello.
Yes.
Wait, let me turn down my radio.
Okay, sure.
I'd like to say I came across your program by accident, and this is one of the more informative programs I've ever heard. And I've never called a radio show before, but I was drawn to call on this topic.
Yes.
Thank you
very much for doing so.
Absolutely, and I think you're an excellent interviewer. No matter who your guest is, you're forcing them to answer the questions that we're all waiting to hear the answers to, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
What's going on in South America is, of course, relevant to everything that happens in this hemisphere, but I feel that the World Bank is committing acts of ass play when forcing people to eat BM on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. There is really no telling, is there? I am personally offended by this. Don't do it again. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going. You're gone. You're gone. Don't call me again.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Box Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Don, Mike, both of you, idiots.
Bitch, she got a great ass, and you got your head all the way up it. Ferocious, aren't
I? I think of ass, woman's ass. Something comes out.
There's one thing that's bad.
Okay.
Oh, there is. No, I have no idea what it is.
I had sex with him for about a year. I liked him. I was more than afraid of experiments.
Joe.
I like men like that.
Joe.
Men who give me pleasure.
Joe.
He gave me a lot of pleasure.
Others expect more from a kid named Joe.
Falls Church, Virginia. Hello.
Hi, Larry. There's a couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning, they were on the afternoon, and I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning. And totally destroyed them. You could doctor your tapes.
Marty, what's going to happen to me? Too sad to even think about. God. Regis Philbin. Come on, Marty. Regis Philbin, he came back.
So, what do you want to do? You want to sit there while Kathy Lee rattles on in your good ear about how Frank hates the change Cody's poopy diaper?
Hi, I'm Kathy Lee Gifford.
Hi, I'm Joe Gibbs.
You are not your Frank Gifford.
No.
And we never listen to Joe Gibbs.
I want to be Joe Gibbs, though.
And Michael Mara, do we, honey?
Why can't I be Joe Gibbs?
Can if you want.
All right, I'll be Bill Parcells.
Bye. 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 Bye.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Bye. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Where did our notion fill a book?
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Boom.
Running out today. Let's bring him in.
Boom.
The Rob
SEWAC dancers.
True story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Don't you listen to that man, boy.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Air Tight and all the ships at sea. Zooming across your airwaves in their Lesmobile is Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Robbie, and hi. Thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike, show episode of this Friday. Honorary 31-ered. And here's your phone number from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
Hi, Donna Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hey, now look at that. The music continues. Look at that. I mean, he's given the chance, it'll just endlessly loop.
Excellent.
For the whole show, we just play. So
we'd have this music playing for the whole broadcast if you wanted to.
Watch now as I expertly, you won't even notice.
Smooth.
The fade on this. Are you ready?
It's going to be a very
delicate
fade.
It's going to be seamless. You just... See?
Hey. Look at that. Years of practice.
It's gone.
Mm-hmm. Rob, I gently faded the music out.
And it's gone.
Man. Gently, very gently faded out. But somewhere, it's still... See, it's still... It's still playing.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
But no,
it's gone.
And she's gone!
There's Shatner.
No, there it is. Now that's painful.
Hey! What are you trying to do?
You ruined
my record, man. I just bought it.
All right, you ruined my record. Here's our lead story. I don't know how many of you are watching TV.
Wow.
I have...
The gift?
A gift, and I know we kid a lot about gifts on the show, you know, our talents that each of us has. I am able to catch a lot of what's good on TV and what people are going to be talking about simply because I really don't sit on my ass and watch TV the 20 hours of the day that we're not here. I have a window in the morning, and I have a window at night when I seriously watch TV.
Now, you watch TV quite differently than many individuals do.
Yeah. Unless there's something...
It sounds sometimes like you've got eight TVs in front of you.
Unless there's something that I'm really committed to, and even the stuff that I'm really committed to, I still flip around.
Mm-hmm.
I can go from show to show and pretty much even got it honed and refined during a football game with commercial sets to know, okay, I'm going to leave this game for 2 minutes, and I do it without a watch, just go... 2 minutes away, I'm going to go back to this game or go to HBO or whatever. Well,
you just know.
Today I'm going around, and one of my wild card channels is 360, Fox News Channel.
Right.
And I have no reason to turn on the Fox News Channel. None whatsoever.
Okay.
I'm just sitting there going, I've seen Minority Report already on pay-per-view. There's some dumb fag movie on HBO. There's never anything good on Stars. Never anything good.
Stars.
They got like five good movies, and they only run them once a month. And other than that, it's all garbage. So I'm just like, well, what the hell? I'll turn on 360 Fox News Channel, and right away I see, and I haven't seen it in so long. Low-speed car chase.
Yep. Low-speed car chase.
And not only a low-speed car chase, but apparently at first when I turned it on 4 hours ago, a guy who looked like he had taken over a mail truck.
Right.
And at the time, they didn't realize, as we do now, that it's not a case of a guy stealing a mail truck. It's a guy who's taken... the male lady hostage.
Hijacking.
Yes, and has...
You know, they don't know whether to call it a carjacking, because it's not a standard carjacking. It's more like a hijacking.
Right.
Because he hijacked this woman who was works for the Postal Service.
Mm-hmm. And he's got other hostages in the car, and he's shot at the cops, and now they got him boxed off on an area of the...
I think it's just her, though. I think right
yeah,
now in the car,
just her.
Just one,
the
only one.
I had heard that... What happened to the reverend when he stopped and got the pay for the cell
phone? The reverend gave him a phone split. Right.
All right, well, I was under the assumption... One of the reports I had heard was that the reverend had gotten in the car.
Oh, really?
But maybe, you know, that was back when they were reporting, you know, out of their ass.
Well, I want to, from the bottom of my heart...
thank you for...
You're always my first call, Mike.
Man, because you know that I love him as much as you do, and I'll tell you right now, I was just, I was a little late for work today because I was hoping that maybe we'd have some kind of resolution to the conflict, but they're still in a standoff right down in Miami.
Still in a standoff, still talking
and
to the guy.
And, you know, usually your slow-speed car chases are the domain of L.A. exclusively,
right.
You know.
No, this is one in Miami. And
I wish we had that in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
What, car chases?
We don't have helicopters that follow them.
Here's the deal. We do. Mm-hmm. We do have car chases. We do have two news helicopters
right.
That are in the air.
But they don't care.
But I think part of it is that we're in this no-fly zone.
Is that what it is?
Restricted airspace.
Yeah,
a lot of it.
Even if you wanted to follow a guy that was going 5 miles an hour, you couldn't watch him in the helicopter.
Right. There's something about those sunny California or South Florida days mm-hmm. where you really get that great picture.
Traffic is too bad around here to have a car chase anyway.
If you remember, again, not to toot my own horn. Robbie, where's that... first, I need the Burt Reynolds and also the Ouchie.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I'm going to do it here for goodness sakes, ladies and gentlemen. Sure. I'm going to say that years and years ago, like 5 years ago, I discovered this on the West Coast feed of NBC, the slow speed car chase.
Right.
It's highly entertaining.
Which was in fact a byproduct, a child of O.J. Simpson.
That's right.
That was the original low-speed car chase. And for a while it was really hot, I actually signed up to a service.
I remember that.
That would actually beep me on my wireless pager to tell me whenever on any channel there was a high or low-speed pursuit.
I remember when you got that thing, and many a morning you'd call me and say, hey, go to this channel, and there it was. And I find them riveting.
Yeah. And the problem is that Channel 4 in L.A., I think one time they stayed with it when the cops blew the guy to bits.
They shot a guy on an overpass, I think. Or, no, the guy took his own life, I believe.
And they had it on TV.
They showed it, and they had a lot of controversy.
I mean, it's huge ratings, but, of course, they said, well, from now on, when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, we're going to pull back.
We're on a delay, and we won't show you the grisliness.
And they all love saying that we're going to really cut back on this now. We're going to cut back on showing you these car chases, and I'll say that for the most part they have. However, you'll notice that today, as I said, is January 31st, and the rating sweeps for TV are officially underway.
Right.
So,
and now this one's kind of, you're rooting for the peaceful resolution because there's a lady in the truck. Normally, when it's just your
the
garden variety guy that's driving a car and speeding away from the police, I'm kind of like, but kind of hope it ends badly.
Yeah,
this one I'd like to see him.
The cops are angry and their adrenaline's pumping because this guy aimed and shot at a police officer in the course of all this today, and they think he may be connected to another shooting earlier this morning.
And this has got all the elements. You've got you've got a hostage. You've got first off, it's a mail truck,
mm-hmm.
so the thing's going top speed. 35
right.
down the Florida highway, and he's doing the thing where he's going over the median strip and going back the other way, and at one point they stop, he gets a cell phone from a priest, and now they have him blockaded off. They brought his mamo in, and his mamo is on the bullhorn talking to him.
Got a girlfriend apparently there, but the report is that maybe he shot another woman this morning in Fort Myers,
right.
And
mm-hmm.
drove 2.5 hours over to Miami, and that's where he did all the hijacking.
So, Buzz, you're the only one with the television. What are they running now on the screen? Have they sent that little robot thingy up to the truck yet?
The robot thingy was right up against the truck a little earlier, and now, for whatever reason, it's backed up about 10 feet. Or so, but it's still sort of pointed at the mail truck and very close to it.
Is what they were doing,
right?
Yeah.
And apparently, the guy has a couple of guns. The low speed chase you mentioned lasted about 90 minutes. The schools nearby are locked down. 27th Street in Miami is closed, and that has a lot of motorists, a lot of witnesses, and bystanders stranded. They're not allowed to leave the area because the entire area is sealed off with police cars.
Now, are they not letting kids get picked up by school buses
right.
now? Because
correct. Everything's on hold. Schools are locked down.
Right.
For the kids' safety, and that's probably for the best.
Because the one douchebag who decided to hijack a mail mail truck.
Yeah,
and it amazes me with the technology they have. Apparently, the guy, whatever he's done with the jamming the mail up into the front of this truck, as they're both hiding now in the back of the truck,
mm-hmm.
he's done a good enough job where they can't get a clear shot at the guy.
However,
I I think by now they probably try to take him out.
They did have on TV, Mike and I saw it in our office before the show, they do have a clear shot, a still photograph of the mail carrier, of the lady.
Like, you know, even in the still photograph, and I was watching her body language as she was driving this, she looked remarkably calm and... Yeah. You know, for her sake, I just hope this thing, you know, that they get to go or pull her out and get him. But, you know, I don't want to see anything happen to her.
The people who have talked to the hijacker say he sounds surprisingly calm.
Oh, really?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, that's, I don't know if that's good or bad.
Yeah, who knows?
Hey, how you doing?
What if it was this?
What's up, Doc?
and the police guy says,
how you doing? What's up, Doc?
I don't think it could be the Dennis and Shaq show.
I don't think so either.
But, man, you never know. These things can go... an hour, they can go 15 hours.
This is now gone over three. This is now approaching its fourth hour. Mm-hmm. Might not come to a resolution before we get off the air today.
Pretty funny watching Fox News Channel get the guilts, too. You know, when Colin Powell was speaking to some group about, you know, the same thing he's been speaking about for a week or two.
No, they had a split screen.
Yeah, but I mean, it was just like, you know, we don't want to... They did an update, because, you know, what the news directors are saying right now for the ratings, they're dying to go to the mail truck. That's what people want to see. You know, unless there's something huge breaking.
Right.
We don't want to diminish the significance of the Colin Powell addressing this conference, but let's go back to the mail truck again.
And, you know, Robbie, grab me a couple of the fake Bill O'Reilly, news guy fake Bill O'Reilly tapes, because I do have to bust his balls for a second.
Okay.
I'm coming in today, and, you know, they run this sham show, this Bill O'Reilly show on our station here in D.C. This infomercial, right. And he's doing a whole big hour-long monologue about the dumbing of America with the reality programming.
Ah.
And, you know, to an extent, he's correct that we watch Fear Factor and Survivor and Joe Millionaire and The Bachelorette because we like seeing people, you know, be humiliated and like seeing them be rejected. The important part of that argument that doesn't seem to get through his thick Neanderthal skull is that these people have signed up for this and they know this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He then took it to two new levels, and I have to call this bastard on it. The first level is he says that American Idol is as bad as Fear Factor. He says that I can't believe that American families are gathering to watch shows like Joe Millionaire and American Idol. Well, American Idol is nothing like Joe Millionaire. American Idol is just...
What's he putting down American Idol for, specifically? What was he saying about American Idol?
Because he said...
Because people are exploited?
Yes, because we're watching to see the people who suck.
Rejected and
humiliated. You know, he said, why do they have to run the two episodes showing the people who are no good?
Right.
Why can't the Fox executives just say to these people, they're no good? And then somebody calls him up and says, Bill, are you aware that right now in the middle of this sermon that you're giving us, your TV channel, the Fox News Channel, has devoted almost 2 hours at this point to the slow speed chase.
What did he say?
In Miami. And here's his answer. And God, is he a slippery one. That son of a bitch. He says there's a difference because that's news. What you have there is not just a chase. You've got a hijacking, you've got a man with a gun, you have the mail carrier's life in danger, and all of the police officer's life in danger. This is news, and this is a public service that we're presenting as news.
That's a little slippery.
On the Fox News Channel. Now, I'm a big fan of the Fox News Channel because... And I think the reason they're kicking CNN's ass in the ratings is because they do stuff like this.
Right.
Because they've tapped into, this is what America really wants. But Bill O'Reilly, you pompous jerk, how dare you on one hand say that Survivor and Joe Millionaire and American Idol and Fear Factor are all crap and awful and it's what's wrong with America. And then when somebody calls you because your own network is staying for 2 hours on a mail truck that's going 30 miles an hour,
right?
He says, well, that's okay, because that's news.
That's news.
That's not news.
Well, you know, I mean, the one point you made about everybody that's in these reality shows signing up for their punishment, and, you know, I would venture to say the people on American Idol, when they're rejected and you see them on camera and they're watching it with all their family, you know, which they're gathered around the television, they're probably high-fiving each other when they burst into tears and they go, oh, you know, I mean, come on. They know that's part of the deal.
And I know part of Bill O'Reilly's whole thing is that he's fair and it's, you know, the no spin zone, all that other BS. So what I've done is invited Bill O'Reilly to respond to my charges. If we could link the satellite now.
See what he has to say.
To New York. Bill, what say you to my charges that you are a slippery, two-faced bastard?
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Now, that was
completely uncalled.
Bill, come on. Let's talk about the fact that you're saying American Idol's bad, but a car chase on Fox News is good.
You know, oral. My doctor, he said I can have it.
Now, Bill, one more time. You said American Idol's bad, but then you covered your ass by saying car chases are newsworthy.
We legalize heroin because I'm a heroin addict and I want it, so give it to me.
That has nothing to do with the discussion.
No, we're not going to win with that.
Invasive.
Anyway, yeah, he's slippery. You know, he's a guy, you can smell the brute through the radio when that guy's on. You know what I mean? He's got, you know that he's just got the cheap drugstore brand perfume cologne on.
I've listened to him for a number of times, and I don't believe I've heard him ever be wrong. all those guys, there would be a lesson for all those guys. And, you know, we've done it on this show. When somebody really nails us on something, and, you know, we will admit it. You know, certain shows like that, the pundits, the guys that are the inside the beltway types, your John McLaughlins, your Bill O'Reillys, your even your Dr. Phils, you never hear them really come out and say, I was wrong.
Oh, what's going to stop me from coming in with a load of heroin, setting up a little stand, and selling it to anybody who wants to come through?
Further, what's wrong with these guys, and I'll put him in the same category as Rush Limbaugh and all those guys, they're entertainers.
Yeah.
They're doing a show.
They're DJs.
Yeah. Absolutely buzzed. They're DJs. You know, and this happens, I'm sure it happens to me more than it does to you, Mike, where, for instance, yesterday, a woman we're very fond of, Julia Rora, who used to be G. Gordon Liddy's secretary, what an unenviable task that is, having to, you know, change his Depends and give him his Viagra and do all the other stuff that she did. She was let go yesterday, and I tried to save her job here a while ago, and I like to think I had little something to do with getting her on life support here, where she wasn't canned a year ago.
Yeah.
But they finally canned her, and yesterday she was a very sweet lady. She's like 65. She came to me in the hall, and she gave me a nice kiss on the cheek, and she said, I want to thank you. Yeah, Buzz, or Rob. She said, I want to thank you for everything you've done. People always ask me what you guys are like, and I tell them, you know, you guys are really great, and no one ever believes me. And I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's the act that we're doing on the radio.
Yeah.
That's the act that we're doing on the radio. I'll tell you just very quickly, because, God, I'm really about to jump right into Lake Me into a cannonball here, but just give me a second. I was not supposed to read this, but I did find a copy of this. My son has applied to many colleges. He's been accepted to quite a few, and he's going to make his final choice soon. They asked him to write a letter about his life and his life experiences. And a large part of the letter that my son wrote to these colleges involved the fact that I'm his dad, meaning that I'm on the radio and that I'm his dad. And I realized how hard it's been for Bart, and a lot of times even for Frida, having me do what I do, because I use my family on the air a lot of times very liberally, and how tough it has been, especially for him, growing up, being a little kid, then going to junior high, then going to high school. But I was really moved when I read that my kid wrote that a lot of times kids in school treat him different because of the radio show and because of what I do on the radio show. He wrote, if anybody said to me that they thought I was like my dad the way he is in real life, that would be the greatest compliment anybody could give me.
Wow.
But nobody knows the way my dad really is. And that was wonderful. I've never said anything to Bart. I'm saying that now because I know he's in school and he's not going to hear it.
Right.
And I didn't ever go to him and say, I read that, because that was a private thing that he wrote to get into these schools. My whole point is that we're just clowns. We're just clowning around. And so are dicks like Bill O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh,
right,
and Jack Diamond and anybody else that you want to mention. We're just jockey clowns. And when a guy like Bill O'Reilly gets on and starts preaching about what's right and what's wrong, and then has the balls to say American Idol is bad, but the fact that on the Fox News channel we've been covering a slow-speed car chase for 2.5 hours, that's newsworthy, that's bull. That's bull.
You ever think that maybe when Bill O'Reilly's doing that, he's not really caring about it at all? He's just doing that because he knows those shows are so popular that he'll get everybody all stirred up if he disses those shows?
Yeah, maybe so.
I mean, I think there's, you know, you never can crawl inside somebody's brain. I mean, you have said for years about Rush Limbaugh that this is,
he is
a liberal Democrat. You know, that he's really, this is just a complete act on his part. And you know what? I think really to have that level of energy that a guy like that has every day with the same, troweling out the same crap every single day, it's got to be almost an automatic where you're doing your stage show every day. You're not, you know, you're not thinking like that 24/7. Give me a break.
Oh, and I mean, I know that I've mentioned this recently, and I'm going to knock this off very quickly, but, you know, Mike and I were blessed enough to sign this 5-year deal, and I think in the 5 years when it comes up, we both know that we'll have had a great run together, and that's going to be it. And part of it...
5 with an option for 7, though.
Part of it, from my standpoint, is exactly what you just said. The fact that every day you're coming in, you're doing this thing, you know, it's my my face in the morning that I'm shaving.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and sometimes I really have to wonder.
Right.
Not always, but sometimes it gets to me. If we have a show like we did a couple of days ago and I'm screaming at some guy, I wish you were dead. I pray for your death.
What's your point? Where are you going with this? You're remarkably introspective today.
My point is that at some point, you have to, you just say enough.
Yeah.
You just say enough with it. And I think at the end of this contract,
I agree,
I'm going to be to that
point.
We
have agreed to that. And I joke with you about the 7, and, you know, I got the contract just the other day, and, you know, I implore you, take a second look and give it some thought. But in any event, if that's the way it has to be, that's the way it has to be. I'm planning to open the ice cream store at that point, and it's going to be a great deal of fun.
I don't want to belabor this point.
You and I both never thought when we started this whole little ride here that we would be.
Yeah.
You know, looking at, what are we looking at, 18 years coming up?
We are in our 18th.
So we're going to come up on 19 years.
Yeah. You know, by the end of...
I thought three, yeah. Seriously.
That's a long run.
I thought we'd have 3 years, and that would be good. That'd be a real nice, that'd be a nice run.
I had never worked with a partner. I mean, I had
right.
Buzz, like, as my news guy, but right. Never had a partner. I had no aspirations. I didn't know, really.
Right.
You know, it was day to day.
Yeah, it started out when we were, like, punching through it,
you know. But as it turns out, Mike and I are lucky enough to really be friends in real life, and
it's a very, very unique friendship. People ask me about it all the time, you know. As far as, you know, I had a question I get, I'm sure you get the same. Do you guys hang out together? I said, not a lot, but when we do, we have a fantastic time. And when we do it, we do it. We do it infrequently. I think if we were doing it every night and doing it every weekend, I don't think you and I have the personality where we could handle that.
But I'll say this, when we do get together,
yeah, it's pretty good.
We do pack 60 minutes into every hour.
Yeah, we go rather intensely.
We sure do.
Yeah, and that always has been like that, and that's what makes that fun.
But anyway, just the point here is, I guess, this old Bill O'Reilly thing just pissed me off. We're all just clowns. We are all just clowns if you just stop and think realistically about it for a second. And I say things probably just as bad as Bill O'Reilly. Right? Call me on that stuff. A million things that I say, and then I'll backtrack and say something that's bass opposite.
I'm going to say something that everybody's probably going to get on me about, but I'm going to say this right now. With all the shows that we watch now, the ones that he mentions, like Fear Factor and Joe Millionaire and all our diversions, and it seems like you know, we're rivaling the 1920s, you know, where the guys stood up on airplane wings with our diversions in this country now. And I just think,
hey, Mike, would that be a great show?
You mean doing an airplane show?
Yeah, having guys up on the wings of airplanes.
You look at some of the crap they did in the 1920s, and I mean, I'd love to see him bring some of that stuff back.
The stuff that disc jockeys did all along, sitting on poles, sitting on poles, billboards.
Just all sorts of, I think we're in a very similar era of prosperity. I really hope that everybody, you know, realize that there is some very serious crap going down right now, and I hope everybody is at least thinking about it a little bit and not blowing it off. And I'm talking about the fact that, you know, we might be sending thousands of guys over, you know, that might get, you know, gas dropped in their ass. And I hope everybody, you know, doesn't lose sight of that kind of crap.
Buzz does have an update for us on the slow speed chase in Miami.
A bit of good news. We'll scramble for details, but the female postal worker who had been held hostage in Miami has now been released.
Excellent.
She is safe and sound.
Well, great then.
Well, shoot him.
Then the solution's very simple.
Yes.
Yes.
Blow it up.
Right.
There's nobody. Is there anybody else in there?
No. Blow, I think she was the only hostage.
What's the worst that's going to happen? So some people won't get their publisher's clearinghouse things in the mail. BFD. A couple of people won't get their TV guides. Right?
Wow. So what? He let her go then?
Yes. He has released her.
He's probably gonna, that means he's going to surrender probably.
And Mike, you asked why I was introspective today. There's another reason.
Yes.
And it hit me today. Like a friggin' brick in the head, it hit me that it's gone. It's now gone.
I know. And you know what? I've worked with you long enough where I know exactly what you're talking about, and it's on your T-shirt.
Yeah. The NFL. It's gone.
Just for a little while.
No, Buzz, not for a little while.
Okay.
It's gone until the Hall of Fame game.
Yeah.
In August.
Yeah.
And even then, when it comes back then, I work it up, but I don't really get going until opening day.
You know, and it's so funny, because when it comes to sports, when you're going into your sports depression, just as I begin to almost begin my my sports nirvana when spring training starts, which is the greatest thing in the world for me. I just love it, you know, because it's filled with hope.
I'm at the absolute bottom right now. I'm thinking this weekend, the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Nobody plays in the Pro Bowl. I mean, all the good guys all of a sudden say, oh, I got an upset stomach, I can't play.
I'm always jealous when I watch the Pro Bowl. They're all out there with their Hawaiian shirts on. They're out there in that 85-degree weather. Meanwhile, we're all back here.
You know, the announcers treat it like it's a freaking joke. I'm supposed to watch this thing and I'm supposed to say, this is my football fix.
Yeah.
This is it. And, yeah, I'll watch the stupid arena football.
And NFL Europe, that still plays?
Oh, Buzz, that's up in the air.
Oh, okay.
That's up in the air now.
Yeah, you don't know.
Mm. So I don't know what the deal is with that. So I'm definitely in some kind of, there should be, how come there's not a pill for that on TV?
Start doing exercises to stretch yourself out, you know, and get that back in shape for the golf season.
Oh, Mike, I like playing golf.
Get yourself all, like a lot of people this time of year, friends of mine, it's the time they start like finding those little heated ranges and stuff and going out there, hitting a few balls and doing that kind of thing.
It doesn't beat. Nothing beats. I want to tell you something. The easiest time of my life is from September through January, because without fail, I know every weekend my bitch is going to be there. And she's the most reliable bitch that I've ever known since I was 4 years old, and that is football.
Right.
That I know every goddamn Sunday, with the exception of the Sunday after 9/11, and I thought we should have played on that.
Oh, God.
My bitch has been there.
Right.
My football has been there.
You know, that's what it is. You've been kind of hinky all week long, and that's what it is. You're going through your withdrawal.
Yeah.
You're going through your post-football withdrawal.
There's no more football. And I mean,
that's exactly what it is.
Even though we had the bet about the Raiders and the Bucs, it was a good Super Bowl, which makes it even worse.
I'm just thinking about this week, you know, and you have been going through a little withdrawal this week.
Yes, because I realize now.
I didn't know what it was. I was sitting there going, man, that's what it is.
There's nothing to look forward to.
That's terrible.
Boy, I hope my wife doesn't hear that.
That's terrible, though. You have things that you need to get yourself a second half of the year diversion.
No, the NFL needs
just the idea.
Needs to be a year-round sport. What is your idea?
What do you think keeps me going from September to January and the rest of the year?
Booze.
Thank you.
Booze.
It's a wonderful diversion.
Let me see. We're on a website now over here on my side. I'll share it with you, Mike. Channel 6 in Miami.
Yeah.
Where we are watching live Well, now they're running a commercial, but it's a live feed of whatever they're doing down there. So we'll be able to see.
Well, you know, that is one. Yeah, I love
our studio,
you know,
as well.
Man, with all that time that the cameras and all that, and you know, and just, I mean, life and death. I'm glad that lady got free. She looked like a pretty cool customer too. So I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad she got out
safe and sound.
Hostage situation, mail truck chase, deadly crash.
I'm sure that if she's been freed, that it's going to be just a matter of.
Yeah.
You know, minutes before he comes into custody.
And the logo, incidentally, on the Fox station in Miami that they were covering on the Fox News Channel,
mm-hmm.
Channel 7 in Miami, they already had the logo.
Yeah.
The logo in the bottom corner. Right. It was Postal Priority.
God.
They already came up with a goddamn name for the thing.
See, news people are clowns and DJs,
you know,
too.
And the poor postal workers, as soon as I saw it was a postal truck, my first thought was somebody working there.
Right, the rubber band had snapped.
You know, the poor post office, they have enough of their own people to go wiggy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get this guy.
Go wiggy.
That comes in, drives across the state from Fort Myers and you know, pick another person.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Has no one fought that?
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
What's more annoying, the local weather people speculating on the snow, or all the speculations when these car chases are going on, all these former.
And that is close. That is almost a tie.
The weather people.
But I'll tell you, today I was like, right before we came down when we were up in the office, and that one lady had a run-on sentence of like 10 minutes where she was just going, we're not really sure right now, but as you can see right there, the robot is over there. I'm like, shut up!
Yeah, it's just like the weather.
Do you think this guy that took the hostage, you think he's a big NFL fan?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I do.
Hey, Don and Mike, I got a 6-second song devoted to Bill O'Reilly.
All right, go. Let's hear it.
Stetson cologne, Stetson fit, because there's a little bit of Stetson in every man.
All right, goodbye. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, radio gods. What's going on?
Hi, my friend.
Want to tell you something else that Bill O'Reilly said yesterday.
Well, now, I don't want to turn this into a bash Bill O'Reilly, because I had my...
Okay, it was something...
I had my agenda with him, and I got it. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
So, no, what is up, Radio Gods?
I'm going to get the call from some dick in New York about this already today.
Yeah. Think so you can get heat on it?
Yeah, picking a fight with Bill O'Reilly.
That day you were out that I had to interview him, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I was getting pressure that day. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, I know you were.
It's
like,
you know, no messing around.
Right, yeah,
you know,
be nice with him.
Hi, how are you? And then, you know, 5 minutes after I do the interview, hey, Mike, why'd you kiss his ass?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, which seems to be the theme, too. And, you know, I'm not going to entertain those calls anymore. I'm just going to get the address and go fight those people.
Hello, you're on the air.
Thank you, Rob.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Okay, my friend.
Hey, I just want to be the first one today to congratulate you. You have 3.5 hours until your 68-hour vacation.
Thank you, and you're so
what are you going to do to celebrate? You going to go to the titty bar?
I am pussy whip, so I don't know if I'll go to the titty bar, but thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I'm your biggest fan from India. I just came, and I wanted to let
that... No.
I think you're fantastic.
Fake accent.
What the hell? How you can say this? I've just come from India.
What if this is like the worst fake accent in the world?
Believe me, I just came from India. My cousin living here, and I just came one and a half months back.
What is the city in India you came from?
New Delhi.
New Delhi. Have you sprinkled yourself with curry and cumin?
No, don't. You know, I was calling to give you a compliment. Don't say it like that, okay? Please.
I do not believe that you're an Indian.
He speaks very good English if he's from India.
Because, you know, we are picking up all the channels which you get here. You know, I was going to comment about that NFL, because we receive all the NFL games in the TV.
It's a good Indian accent.
Yeah, Mike, I think it's awful.
You have to pay for, we get it just like that.
Everything,
you know, the funny thing is, a real Indian accent sounds like an impression of an Indian accent.
No,
you know,
no,
as a matter of
fact, believe me, I just came.
I'm living with my cousin.
Hello?
Yeah.
I was trying to tell you is that,
trying to tell you that there's the way we're going to go. Look at the postal truck. They've let go the lady. That's great.
In India, we don't have these car chases which you have here. Because you know why? You try to travel too fast and you'll hit the cow. And then when you hit the cow, then you're finished.
All right, enough.
Bye, bye, so, Shaggy. Hello, Don, on my show.
He's stuck.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Hey.
How you doing? Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Yeah, well, you took my thunder away because I was going to bitch about Bill O'Reilly, so you kind of left.
Right. Hi, Don on my show.
Next.
Hey, Don, I was wondering, why don't you just watch NASCAR on Sundays?
Yeah, I like NASCAR fine. But even that doesn't start for a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, well, February 16th, Daytona 500. But
yeah, I like that, but it's not the same like as my football.
Do you think football would be cheapened to you if it went year-round? I know it's easy to say no.
No, I know it would.
Why don't you watch a good baseball game?
It would not, because, Mike, I it's something that's in my soul.
Hasn't enough time passed?
No.
Can't you heal? You know, the Red Sox might be doing a trade with the Cubs. We used to have spirited debate about that.
I know we did. I used to be a giant Cubs fan. I'm sorry. I'm not into baseball.
Four words.
Yeah.
Bob Hope, Desert Clock.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Because they have the celebrities playing, too, which is fun to watch.
Hello, Don.
Watch
Mike
Rick D's tee it up, Don.
Woo! Hello. I mean, goddamn, I would watch... I am so dying for it. I would watch Cincinnati... Cincinnati play Arizona. I'd watch that game this weekend.
Listen, you got to let it go, okay? You got to let it go. It's not coming back. The NFL, there's not going to be an NFL game on Sunday. I hate to tell you this, but it's the truth. It's a fact you're going to just have to accept.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, you're a couple of dangerous trouser snakes, mate.
All right. Now, Mike, are you with me on that, that was a fake one?
I just, you know, I'm goofy.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, how you doing? Okay. Don, Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, Don, asking the NFL to go to a year-round schedule would be like having you guys asking to do a six-hour-a-day show and I would take 3 weeks a year off.
Well, no, they could break it up, my friend. They could break it up. I don't mind if they take a month off.
Yeah, but then the NFL's fall and winter. I mean, that's what, you know, you have the... That's what it's all about.
No, there's some of us that just need it all the time. You just need it. I need my fix.
That's what makes it great in the fall, because you don't have it during the summer. You know, when you can go out and have picnics and barbecues and, you know, walk your dog.
I'm not like that. You know that.
What if they built a stadium in the Arctic Circle?
Ah, yes, and so you have the right climate for it.
All year round.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
Robert the mailman.
Hey, Robert, hi.
Yeah, I'm watching this crap on TV now.
This is
the reason why I say they should let us carry guns.
Oh, come on.
Right now, Robert the mailman has a unique perspective because he is a mail carrier.
And I am legally allowed to carry weapons in my other job. But
Robert, but how about, let me give you this point here. What about, you talk about being able to carry guns. What about all the people that work in the post office that, you know?
They got systems set up to weed out the crackheads now. So the guys don't go off that much anymore. You haven't heard about a postal shooting in years.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right about that.
Robert, has Charlie talked to you about our plans for February for Black History Month?
No.
All right. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Hey, can I ask you one thing?
All you Robert haters are going to love this, that on all the four Fridays in February, we're going to have some of our favorite blacks on to discuss National Black History Month.
Very good.
Including one day where Robert will be able to come in and actually take over a segment.
That's good. And, you know, we're going to bring Mr. 40 in.
Mr. 40.
Very good.
And Grady.
Grady.
Is your boss Kathy Hughes' son?
No, he's a white guy.
Well, I was going to say, you're working for a brother.
All right, hold on a second.
All right,
hold on a second. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Radio Gods.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, thanks for giving Buzz so much time on the news yesterday. That was really great, guys.
Well, you know, that was the New Year's resolution, that we're going to try to play commercials earlier in the show so that when we get late in the show, we have more time for the news, which is why we got to break right now.
Well, hey, usually, Don, you always rob the mic from Buzz.
Yeah, I always rob the mic from Buzz. That's right.
You get it? Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob.
Oh, Rob. Oh, some kind of a joke.
Hold on. You were being funny.
Oh.
Hey, how do you know it's a... Oh. I'm glad you like that. You know it's right.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
No.
Goodbye, ass.
No. Nah. No.
We'll clear the lines now. We're going to call 100. Play for $500. Secret Sound 877.
How do you know it's a male truck? Not a female truck.
5-36-36. You know what I said on the air just a couple of minutes ago? Yeah. You know when I say, like, yeah, I wish you were dead, and then later I'll think, well, this one I don't feel guilty about at all.
No.
Please, drive down right now to Miami. I urge you, buy a shirt that has a bullseye on it, drive down to Miami, and run in front of that truck.
What would you tell him if there was football on this weekend? How would you change that? Would you be a little softer in your assessment of this caller?
It's time to walk to Miami. It's time to run to Miami. It's walk to Miami.
All right, that's
take your time.
Hey, Buzz. Hey.
What hey, was Buzz.
The, hey, you already said hi to Buzz. Man. Didn't you say hi to Buzz?
Yeah, I want to say it again. Buzz rock.
Now, listen, your original call was thanks for giving Buzz more time during the news. The longer you stay on now, mm-hmm. you're taking away from the segments later in the show.
You're hurting me, sir.
Would you like me to eject?
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Love you guys.
Eject.
Very good.
Very good. He's gone. Hope his chute doesn't open. Call 100. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hamilton, come over here. What are you doing?
I'm changing.
But you took off your Captain Hook uniform.
Well, I thought I'd put my street clothes on for the drive over to IBM. The uniform's kind of uncomfortable.
Hamilton, you're going over there as a representative of Captain Hook Fish and Chips. Part of our image, part of our appeal is that uniform. You know that.
You really want me to put this stuff back on?
Yes, I do. Show a little pride.
Yes, sir.
The Don and Mike Show. For the young gay boy in rural America who thinks he's alone, he's not.
Nope. Yeah.
He has the Don and Mike Show.
Well, we have today's show, which I think is good. And I'll tell you, Monday, I know it's going to be good.
Wow.
Because Monday we're going to have in studio noted sexpert Dr. Natasha.
Oh, man, ooh, she is.
And she's the only sexpert we've ever had on the show, out of the hundreds we've had on the show, who really is a piece of ass.
Well, she's also got a great website, and she's also, like, really graphic, and she's hot, and she took her top off, and I'm a big fan of hers.
Also Monday on the show, and if you like sex, you're going to like this. Brian, the drunk Eagles fan, will be coming down to celebrate his birthday with a wild three-girl sex show.
Fantastic.
Wow.
All of that on Monday. Coming soon, you might remember months ago we did the American Idiot thing.
Right.
Well, we have our winner.
Uh-huh.
And he or she, as determined by your crooked internet voting, will be having their concert outside our broadcast center. And for Valentine's Week, Christ, we got a lot of stuff going. Thanks to the good people at Viramax, we have thousands of dollars to give away. All week of Valentine's Week, we're going to be doing a bunch of stuff, including the return of the Backwards Newlywed Game.
Absolutely. That's where we bring in couples that are separated or divorced. And, actually, mostly separated.
Yeah,
right?
we like if they're not really all the way divorced. They're just separated or they're separating. And Monday we'll start talking a little bit about Senior Bachelorette.
Excellent.
And all of that that is involved there. Now time for a call number 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, my brothers. I am caller 100.
Yes, you are. What's your name?
Jonathan.
Johnny, where are you from?
I'm from Southern Maryland.
All right, Johnny, you've got the Born Identity, a good divot with Matt Damon. With cool. A never-before-seen alternative ending. That's from Blockbuster Video. Plus, please go night skiing at Whitetail Mountain Resort during Whitetail's late-night ski board and tube nights. You can get a 9 till midnight lift ticket for $15. Enjoy 5 beginner, 7 intermediate, and 4 expert lighted trails.
Yeah.
So cool. So go skiing at night. Now you're going to play for $500, Secret Sound, and your clues thus far have been red, white, blue, yellow, and orange.
Right.
Are you ready for another clue?
I'm really ready for something that can maybe, like, jumpstart this.
I'm definitely ready for another clue.
Okay. Chartreuse.
It's another color.
Are you ready?
Jesus.
I guess so.
You like it?
Yeah,
no, Robbie?
Happy, Rob, yeah, because nobody's going to come near it.
Yeah, Rob gave me a big smile, big thumbs up on that one. 15 seconds, please don't answer till Mike sings like
TJ Two.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
Now watch out, it's loud. Wow.
Ouch.
Right, Buzz. The round mound of sound. That is it. That's the sound.
I got that feeling. Yeah, that funky feeling. DJ 2 is in the house, and we're ready to roll.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was terrific.
Thank you.
For $500, what's the sound?
Closing the top on the tube of toothpaste.
None.
Yes, wow. My chartreuse toothpaste.
Oh, we're sorry.
Hammerhead. Not a chance. Thank you, though. Don't forget that every guest
is sort of a clue for you.
A clue for you. Okay, it's time. Hold on. Let me dial on this line. Let me call to the Cunnymobile and get a...
Which is not to be confused with the Lesmobile.
Or the Homomobile.
Right. Or the Homomobile.
Homomobile, excuse me.
Homomobile.
Lesmobile, Homomobile, Cunnymobile. Call my lovely Cunny Honey, and we have big, big news.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hi, sweetheart.
And also, I believe that we've... remember this week I was yelling about the problem in the bedroom with the volume with the TV?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have now found out the problem with watching TV after 11 o'clock when she wants to sleep and I need the TV on to go to sleep. It's not the fact that the loudness of the TV, she finally told me last night, it's the fact that on Seinfeld, and I don't think they sweeten the laugh track, but the laughs, apparently,
are louder,
are so loud on Seinfeld that she can't sleep.
I'll tell you what it is, my darling. It's the dynamic of the audio. I mean, we could do like a marriage course because really it's all about compromise. And I can go to sleep to Star Trek, no problem, because the voices are low-key. There's the hum of the ship. It's like, or if I ever need a nap, I can put on Court TV and I'm out in 10 seconds because they all talk very low-key like they do on Star Trek. On Seinfeld, there's too much exclamation. There's too much excitement and big laughs and big...
So she, okay, we got it. So she says to me last night, she was much more concise last night when she just said, I can't listen to that laugh.
This speaks to a suggestion that I had for you.
What's that?
You're using your TV speakers, and your TV speakers that come out of a regular portable, really, you have to almost crank it up louder to be able to get the audio in many cases. If you have like a surround sound type of thing with like a subwoofer and you got the low end, you can put it at a very, very low volume and still get the clarity of
it. But it's just for TV in the bedroom.
No,
it's...
because I beg to differ, because being married to a DJ, he has no high-end hearing.
I have another solution.
You know what? One other thing that was brought up a couple of days ago on the show was I would like to get someone to come in and give us all hearing tests.
Yeah.
I want that on the air to find out.
Because I'm really, I think
how bad our hearing is. And what is your suggestion, Buzz?
They sell TVs now with what the engineers call a compression unit. It's a thing that kind of keeps all of the sound at the same level, so the laughter wouldn't be any louder than the voices. What? You can get a TV like that.
That would be good.
Yeah. Now listen, the best thing for me was she said was, just turn on Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
Star Trek is fine.
I like
Star Trek.
There's not a lot, you know, screaming and laughing and loudness. I mean, you've got a lot of, and you've got that peaceful
hum
of the ship.
Mm-hmm. The hum of the Enterprise.
Beautiful.
So we worked past that, and now the big news. I know that last year a lot of you were interested when my wife and her mom and the sisters went up to New York to be on the John Carney Show. Well, we got the call today from Television Central. Honey, do you want to announce the date?
No, you announce it. I'll announce the disclaimers after you do.
My wife, her mom, and her sisters will be on the John Carney Show, also known as Crossing Over with John Edwards, next Thursday, February 6th, watch the daytime show.
It comes out at 9 o'clock?
10 o'clock here in D.C.
10 o'clock here in D.C., okay.
They run two episodes in a row. My wife and her sisters will be in the first episode. Just why? If you've ever wondered if my wife is a grade A, piece of
ass. No. Okay, then I get to say the disclaimers right now. We didn't dress up or look good.
Honey,
didn't know we were going to be on TV
that day. I know you had on that Peg Bundy sweater thing that had like the spotted fur, but you looked great.
You didn't
trust me.
You didn't see me. I had on pants that I had bought on super sale for like $13. I mean, my sister is very emotional because she's talking to her deceased husband. Meanwhile, I'm thinking, why did I wear this outfit?
It was the whole thing with her. You know, everything's the price tag with her. You know, really, $13 pants, $40 pair of pants. The pants.
$50. Ha-ha. Like that's expensive pair. Go ahead.
They're pants.
Everything looks better on TV.
They're pants.
I like your idea of the range of pants from 13 to 40, to the super high end, to the designer at 40.
Anyway, whatever.
You're just cute.
Whatever. You look great.
Nope.
If you want to see my wife on TV and see what a piece of ass I married,
watch
next Thursday and judge for yourself if this guy is a carnival performer or if he's really talking.
And it's a pretty emotional segment.
With my passed-on brother-in-law, Leo.
Okay, well, that part's true. I mean, that part's interesting. Watch because it's interesting.
Yeah,
watch to
see her.
Watch with a non-judgmental eye. Is that what you're saying, Frida?
Check her out. Check out her sisters, too.
Don't do that.
I mean, they're honey, I wouldn't say that if your sisters were ugly.
We waited outside in, like, the freezing cold for 2 hours to get in this place. It wasn't a loveliness competition.
We can play a game when we get back. You know, which one of them would you do? And I include your mom in that as well.
Mom actually looked the best because I did Mom's makeup. I wasn't fooling around with me, but I was playing with Mom before, and I was doing her makeup, and she looked pretty hot.
Yeah, well.
But the rest of us looked pretty
hot. Hi, this is Don's mother-in-law, Big Frida.
Everybody will be able to see next Friday, Feb 6th. That's when they'll be on the Carney Show.
Very good.
All right, baby.
All right.
Love you.
Love you. Bye, sweetie.
Love you. First weekend without football, you know.
Oh, I know, darling, and I've got all kinds of plans. There's a show at the National Art Gallery I'd like to see. I've heard it's wonderful.
No way.
We are going to have such a wonderful weekend.
No, we are not. No, we're not. No, honey, no, we're not, and you know why we're not. And I'm not going to discuss any of that on the air. Tomorrow night, we're going to do what we've discussed, and that's it.
No, we do stuff during the day.
If you want to do something during the day, we can go to a movie.
Well, all right, we can do it Sunday. Their art galleries are open Sunday. I mean, we've got all weekends to play with now.
I've never been an art gallery guy.
What will you do?
What will I do?
Yeah, I've never been a football girl, but I go to football with you in the fall. And so in the spring...
Yes, you do. All right, well, I tell you what, then. Being as there are 8 home games during the regular season, I will 8 times during the off season. Do something with you on a Sunday for 4 hours. But it's not going to be this Sunday.
Yes. I don't schedule the football games. The coaches don't call me and ask me when I'd like them to play.
All right.
So it's at my discretion. I'm the NFL.
No, but not this Sunday. Not this Sunday. Please.
I'm sorry. You
honey,
can't say
it's
that.
Too much. It's, you know what? It's like...
Do you have to have a Sunday of withdrawal?
Yeah, I got to have just some time just to veg out and get used to the fact.
We can't do it next Sunday. We can't do it next Sunday.
Because we have the Valentine's brunch.
Right, and then I have a funeral after that. And then we can't do it. So, you know, we've got our Sundays booked. So if the NFL decides that there's a...
Please, I don't want to go to an argument. I'll have this discussion with you in person.
Okay.
Please, honey, give me a morning period. Please. Please, the NFL is gone.
He's very depressed about that.
He's sad.
I you know, I got all weekend. I got nothing to look forward to now. I got Dick.
All right.
No games on Sunday.
I'm sorry. Your life is so bad.
I knew you'd say that. But my life is... I love my football.
All right. I know.
All right. Bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Bye. See you later. See, that's the key. Don't let her guilt you into anything.
Ah. Well, an art gallery isn't that the far end of the spectrum? It's got to be something between football and an art gallery, right?
Not with her. The art gallery is just the tip.
Oh, man.
I mean, if she had her way, I remember one time...
You know, I take my kids to museums like up in New York and stuff because I think they should see this stuff. And even the kids' museums, I have a time. It's just, you know, they're museum people and they're people that are not museum... I am not a museum...
Nor am I. Yuck.
I have tough... Just things that just stay still.
Don't like old stuff. And, even one time I remember...
I mean, if it's a museum of art, that's a little intense. If it's like, look at pictures in a mall or something like that.
A little easier. What about the Museum of American History where you can see, like, Archie Bunker's chair? Would she do that?
No, Rob, shut up. Okay. I don't want to go in general to a museum this weekend. Just on general principle, I don't want to go to a museum this weekend. Okay. I've had a hard week. All I want to do is just have Sunday just to do Dick.
Lighten up. I know you're happy. Stop it.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
This is Samson.
Mike, it's the Incredible Samson calling in.
Samson, we don't take calls from people that give themselves names, but if that's your regular name, is it your regular name or a nickname?
Yeah, that's my regular name.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
How's Delilah? Was that her name?
Yes, Samson
right.
Delilah.
Right, and the deal was she cut his hair off and he lost his power,
yes,
right?
Why?
Delilah.
Is that why?
Delilah.
Great song.
What can we do for you, Samson?
Yeah, a couple of years ago I won a gold medal and two silvers and a bronze in the Special Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just calling, you know, just give comments about that.
What do you mean? Congratulations? What do you want?
No, I was thinking about selling on eBay.
You want to sell your gold medal?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm broke. I don't have any money.
Oh, you should hang on to those.
Get something from it. This is not really one of those things you're absolutely proud of. I mean, I got it when I was younger.
You're not proud of it?
I mean, not really. It's one of those things that people, like, pick on you a lot about.
I would like to sell my second Olympic medal. What did you win for?
It was just running and, you know, basic competition. But
no, did you enjoy it?
Really, it's not really a big thing because some of the people I was running against really, you know, couldn't run.
Well, that's the Special Olympics, right?
Well, what were you? Yeah. What makes you special?
I just have a learning disability. I'm slow in reading and math.
Oh. I always wondered about that. You know, yeah. As far as the Special Olympics. I mean,
that's not really
fair. Don't they? You compete in.
Fair if you got like a guy who's got like multiple sclerosis
and he's running
against a guy who's just retarded, because the guy who's retarded, like Forrest Gump, could, you know, run like win.
Don't they flight it? Don't they put you in flights with people with equal ability?
Right. Like if you have a wheelchair, you're in a competition with.
Right. But I mean, your ability to run, weren't you running against people that had similar abilities to run?
Right, somewhat.
Okay, but, you should be proud of your medal.
Some people's mental ability, you know,
right.
To run a little less, you know.
So, did they have you with running against a bunch of tards? What was the deal?
Basically, if you had mobility, you could run against somebody that can run.
Well, what are you doing now with your life? Looking for a job, and you want to sell your medal?
Yeah.
Mm. How much do you want for your Special Olympics medal?
I don't know. I was looking in the hundreds, but I doubt I'd get that.
I might buy it for a goof. Wear it.
Hmm?
When I go to TGI Fridays. Put a big ribbon on it. Wear it.
Right.
Probably wear it.
To come with a ribbon?
Go to Applebee's.
That you get good parking.
And then when you're talking about TGI Fridays, and obviously like where they wear all the different things.
Yeah, I would just go
like
just
little pins and stuff like that.
Just my one though. I would just with just the one around my. Does it say real big on it? Special Olympics.
Does it say Special Olympics?
Yes.
It's not real big, but it says it.
How are you doing with your learning disability?
I'm okay. I'm of average intelligence.
Listen, does the medal come with the handicap parking sticker?
He liked that.
Because if that's the case, I'd buy it.
How much you give him for it?
I'd give him $100 for the medal if it came with one of those handicap parking
stickers. I bet it doesn't, though.
No.
No, you ought to keep it.
You should.
Samson?
Mm-hmm.
Samson, you ought to keep it. Something to be proud of. Keep it until, you know, you don't need to sell it, right?
I don't need what?
You living with your parents?
Yeah, right now.
Well, you don't need to sell it. Keep it.
Oh, okay.
You'd regret it if you did.
Right. You ever been with a girl?
A couple.
Good for you. Do you have a lot of control?
Control?
You know what I mean? Are you like Forrest Gump? As soon as you took off her bra.
I watched that the other night.
Boom. I mean.
That was, the first time when he was in the dorm room with her.
Payload is gone.
Right. Hey, but then he fathered a kid.
Yeah.
That's because he had stored it up for so long.
No, I think that
it was super potent.
Well, no, he had control though. To you know, he didn't. I think he developed as time went on.
Yeah, but I don't think that he.
Because at the end when she comes to visit him after she's had a tough spell and then crawls in with him and then they obviously did it normally. The first time, you're right. When she took the bra off, he was like. Whoa.
But I think even the second time when Forrest Gump had sex with Jenny,
yeah.
I don't think he had been getting his jerk on. a whole lot in between the time that she first took her bra off and then when he crawled on top of her.
You didn't get the DVD with the deleted scenes?
No, I didn't. I didn't get that, Mike.
Samson, keep your medal.
All right.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Samson.
Goodbye. Hey, Samson? That's a special long-distance dedication right now. You could cut his hair. It'll only make him stronger. This was going out to my medal of Samson.
Something like a rose. For everybody knows. She'll get you in touch.
I'd like to point out, he called us.
Yeah.
But she's dead in night time.
Poison. There it is. So, dedicated to Samson.
He called us. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I've got a question for Rob.
Yeah, he's here.
Rob Brains, what do you think of Arsenio Hall's comeback on Star Search?
I hate it.
Why?
I don't think he was funny to begin with.
I think he lights up that show, man.
Okay, enjoy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I thought that went well.
Hello.
How you doing, Don?
Hi, we're doing great.
Great. I want to ask you, I'm jonesing as much as you are about this football ending, and I just wanted to ask you if you wanted to join our fantasy NASCAR league.
I was in one last year, and I'll probably be in a fantasy NASCAR league this year, too, but really, NASCAR doesn't do it. I mean, it's a nice three-hour diversion on Sunday.
I still would like to eventually, you know, in my life, I'd like to go live. I'd like to see it live. Yeah. I hear it's incredible.
But there's nothing like football.
Nah, not
those
at all.
Bastards. Those bastards. F you, Paul Tagliabue.
Now listen. Now you're getting completely out of hand now. That's the season. They played the season. They had the Super Bowl.
Buzz has an update for us from Miami. Buzz.
The hijacker has surrendered.
Peaceful, nobody hurt?
Yes, no one hurt.
Kudos to the Miami,
amazing
Dade
work.
County, all those people. They did a good job. They did it the right way.
Oh, great.
You're so foul-spirited. You wish to have a fatality. You wanted someone to die.
I was very... No, Mike, I was like you. I was happy
that
the postal worker made it out.
Right.
But then the other guy puts all of the people in Miami through all this crap. Yep.
Right.
All day... Boom, off with his head. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, happy Friday to you.
Hi there.
Hey, have you guys seen Penn and Teller special about how they expose all the John Carneys of the world?
I think I may have seen something similar to that. They've done two or three of those, yeah.
It was on just a couple nights ago, and it was like it had something about BS in the title. And it just showed how during these shows, they may tape for 2 hours, but only show you the parts that, you know, they'll ask him 20 questions.
They take aim at David Blaine, don't they, pretty well?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, it was more of these people, like your wife went to the John Carney show. And, you know, these guys will ask 500 questions, and only three of the questions will actually be correct, where someone will go, oh, yeah, I think you are talking about my dead mother-in-law.
Well,
and that's what they show on TV.
I've kind of seen parts of that, and I would tend to agree with you, except... I've heard it now from my wife, both my sister-in-laws, and my mother-in-law, that he didn't do that with them.
Right.
That he went right to them and he said...
And Freer's the last person in the world that's going to, you know, keep John Edwards secret.
And remember, yesterday, Frieda's the one who wanted to cut off the head of the girl that was lying during the Highway Love Connection.
I mean, you and I both agree. I mean, I don't buy it. I watch the show, and I think he does that during the show, but I don't think that they tape for an inordinately long period of time. I mean, there are lots of other people that do that kind of stuff.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, buddy.
I have a new home improvement business, and with you guys retiring in 5 years, I'd like to offer you some telemarketing jobs. Maybe you can get started slowly part-time now, but I think you probably have a pretty good phone personality. You might go places, and this is a new business. And I'm not mentioning the name, but if you're interested, maybe I'll go hook up and throw some work your way. I hear him.
You hear him? And we don't handle rejection well.
I'm not trying to reject you.
I know you're not, but that's what telemarketers do.
No. You'd be doing sales. Do you like a job as a home improvement, you know, hit nails with hammers or something? A maybe I could offer you another kind of job. I mean, I'm a new company. I've only been in business 6 months.
Come on, sir. This is four times with the crickets already.
Yeah, so?
Okay. Is the subtlety of that wasted on you?
Occasionally we let our crickets speak for us.
Don't make me do it a fifth time.
I thought you were going to give me a plug or something.
No. Maybe in another life. I will give you a tip on improving your home, though. Suicide. Thank you. Good night.
Another listener, another call for death.
Don and Mike, hello. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi, we're here.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay.
Hey, that retard was fake.
You know, which one?
Samson the retard?
Well, now, I don't think he ever claimed to be a retard. He said he was a Special Olympian.
Well, he was faking.
Yeah. Why?
Well, how convenient is that name, Samson the retard?
What?
Samson.
What are you talking about? And I think perhaps you ought to, you know, take a good look in the mirror.
Yeah, that's possible. Anyhow, that
guy... What, are you f***ing retarded? What?
Hello? That guy spoiled my lunch.
You know what? It might be a good lunch for you next time.
Huh?
Poison.
Here is
that's how I do it, too. Jump on the bandwagon.
Mike, way to wish death on somebody.
Thank you. Thank you, Don.
Here is our man, Joey. Joe.
I checked Samson out yesterday, and he...
checked him out. Hey. Joe, that's against the rules.
Hey.
That's against... You take advantage...
You can look, but you better not touch.
take advantage of a Special Olympian.
Joe.
But, no, I checked him out. He had some information about where he graduated and whatnot. And
whatnot.
Sorry about
that.
Oh,
my God. Bye, Joe. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Whatnot.
Hello.
But you better not touch.
Hello.
Turn your radio down.
Hi. You're on the air.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
How you doing? I got a solution to your football.
Okay.
The Pro Bowl this weekend, Sunday. You can get out of going to the art museum with freedom.
Okay, now, I beg you, I implore you to listen carefully, but I have already given a detailed dissertation of the Pro Bowl. Most of the good players beg off and don't go. They say, I have an upset stomach or I hurt my leg. Not to mention the fact that the announcers are all high and drunk because they're in Hawaii and they don't treat it like a real game.
Yeah, but Frida doesn't need to know that.
It don't count. No, she knows that, though.
It don't count.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
It don't count, none.
Hello.
You tear that thing up.
Hello. Hello there, Don Mike.
Hello?
You're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Hello.
Yes, hi, Rob.
Hi. Hi, what's your name?
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What movie does Robert De Niro go, you blew it?
That is in the movie with Sylvester Stallone.
Copland?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's been driving me crazy.
If we were playing Jeopardy between me, Don, and Rob, I just paid attention to that time. I would have buzzed in first.
You would have had it, Mike.
I like that. It doesn't happen a lot. I like it when that happens.
You would have had it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's it going?
Hi, baby.
Hey. Can I speak to Ken Stevens?
You'd have to call him at home.
Okay, because I just wanted to give him a good well hug until the brown Slurpee oozes out of him.
Wow. That's about the most interesting statement I've heard.
Same to you.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Mr. Sheriff, I'm really sorry to have awoken you from your slumber, but it's over. Hands are tied now. You shut me down.
I offered you a chance when we could have done something, and you blew it! You blew it!
Great tape. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Is this blind guy?
This is me. I'm Mike.
How are you?
Mike, it's the blind guy from Las Vegas, I believe.
Absolutely.
First of all, I want to say, on your clues that you've been giving out, you know, Don?
Yeah.
Give something besides colors.
Fair enough.
All right, from a blind guy, you
now,
got it.
The next thing is on your football fix.
Yes.
Arena football is coming up Sunday on NBC.
I know. We discussed that yesterday. It's just not the real thing.
Oh, it's not?
No.
I'll watch it.
Hey, you're on a roll today.
You know it. Okay, guys.
All right, good one.
That's a good
guy.
Call right there. Man.
Thank you. That's Glenn the blind guy from Las Vegas.
That's how I like Glenn. Yeah. Real tight, you know, just hit and miss.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what'd you think of that CSI last night? I thought it was kind of lame with that Warwick story.
I loved CSI last night. I thought it was a little more. They had a little more depth to it than they normally have, and I dug it because it had a real movie actor in it.
Didn't you think it was kind of sappy at the end with that music and everything?
No, because it was heavy. I mean, I bet that happens to cops all the time. I mean, as long as they don't do it every week. But the guy was. Because it was such a great actor playing
the guy who ran the rec center?
Yeah. I mean, and because they had that guy playing the father, I'm immediately riveted by that plot line. And anybody that has a kid, I mean, that happens all the time.
You know what I noticed, though, and normally I'm not a big fan of hers, but there was no Marg Hamburger on that show last night. Mm.
She was nowhere to be seen.
No, and neither was the other girl.
I thought it was
just also, that guy from the Larry Sanders show wasn't on last night.
Right,
they do that with shows where they give several actors the week off.
It was definitely different from your regular CSI. It was not the same kind of show, but I thought it was fantastic.
And that's why I like CSI, that it's not, sometimes they don't always catch the bad guy.
Right.
And thank goodness they don't do a lot of shows like that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that whole setup, with the kid getting killed at the beginning, I mean, if that doesn't, if you don't feel that the way they did, that show is so, I think that show is way above anything else that's on TV right now. You know, 24 is great, but that CSI just seems to be getting better.
A good episode last night. CSI, hold on, let me, CSI likes it.
They had one last night.
We got to start remembering them. We got to start remembering.
You know, when we're watching it, I'll get a notepad. I'll jot down the ones that it was like back and forth. And it was something to do with the heavy plot line with the girl getting killed was not involved in any of the lighthearted stuff. But there was a lot of lighthearted stuff with the guy that got the hammer dropped on his head.
And there was a lot of like, I see London.
I see France.
I see someone's underpants. And then you go to black screen.
Yeah, because they had to lighten it up, with the other plot line.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I had a solution for his NFL Blues app.
His?
All right.
Do you know you're talking to us right now?
Yeah, I know.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Because you said his.
His, like he wasn't here.
I'm here.
Like you were talking to a phone screener or something.
Well, you kind of sound like Joe, sorry.
Right. Uh-huh. Thanks for the compliment. Hello, Donna, Mike show.
Yeah, I had a little solution for Samson's problem.
Okay.
I was looking on the internet a couple weeks ago, and I came across a site that was suggesting that you can donate your right testicle for up to $70,000.
All right, pass that along to Samson.
And that wouldn't be just for Samson, it'd be for anybody who needs a little bit of cash.
Right.
Well, anybody, but because your right one apparently doesn't produce.
Yeah, your right one's not the one that produces.
What is that site?
Your right one's just a marble.
What is that site? GiveYourLeftBall.com? What's the site?
I don't know. I was just searching for some personal problems and came across this site, and it was talking about donation. You can also...
Did you say you were searching because you had some personal problems?
What kind of problems?
Some money problems?
No. Some testicle problems.
Oh, you had some testicle problems. But you had...
I came across this site. I didn't mark down the thing. I could look in my history.
What, do you have the big C?
For you. What's that?
You had the big C?
Do I have the big C?
Cancer!
Yes, I do.
All right, how's it going? Did they take care of you yet?
It was just a little inflammation, they said. So. Oh,
well, then listen, don't worry. As William Peterson would say.
Don't do that. But now I'm seriously...
You know what? Huh. You're ruining everything
for
us. What
a horrible caller.
You're ruining everything for us. I was going to say, have a ball, and then I was going to play my CSI sound.
And I asked the guy if he's got the big C, and he says, it's just a little inflammation. I mean... Yeah, that's like being sort of pregnant, right? I mean, you might want to see a physician about that.
No, are you still there? He's going, how can you tell if someone's ticklish? You give them a test tickle.
That's why you and I would never be able to write for CSI.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Last night in CSI, did you guys notice that the two girls weren't there?
No.
I love it. Oh, here we go.
Didn't we just say that?
It took a turn with that last caller.
Yeah. Didn't we just say that?
Yes.
Dang, I missed it. I wasn't paying attention.
Right. Exactly.
Neither was mom, neither was dad. Hello, Don and Mike show. I'm not talking about on the show. I'm talking about your life. Hello.
I was a little slow.
Pardon me?
Hey, Don, I got a parking ticket for you if you want a handicap sticker, you know. You can hang it on your rearview mirror. It's a spare.
You got a spare handicap thing?
Yeah, yeah, if you really want it, you know, I can send it out to you.
Yeah, go ahead, do it.
All right, if I get your address, man, you know, I'll send them out to you.
North Pole.
The North Pole, huh? I'm serious, too.
And so am I.
It'll get here.
I swear to God, Mike and I have gotten mail.
Just put it in an envelope, say, Don and Mike, North Pole.
It's gotten to us.
No zip code at the North Pole, huh?
Right.
Don't worry about it, okay? Chewy?
See ya.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, two things for you. Mike, if you're really serious about going to a race, Bristol's really good for accidents. A lot of crashes down there. And Richmond's good for, you know, going really close to the action. I mean, you're so close that the rubber hits in your face.
Wait, maybe this is the summer.
If you're interested in getting that close to the...
Maybe I'll do it this summer, maybe. I'd actually like to do that. I'd like to go to the big one, you know, the like... Daytona 500 Indy, you know, something like that.
And
thank you, though.
Good.
Or not.
Goodbye. Hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. Last night's CSI was great.
I agree.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
I don't know what else to say.
That's okay.
That's all right, honey. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. That guy wants to pay $70,000 for a set of balls. I'll say, on mine. Get my number.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Radio gods.
Hello.
Radio gods.
Yes.
Yes, what do ye want?
Ye wants to tell you, don't worry about the football season. Slam ball's second season is starting now.
Oh, then that makes you depressed.
Don't remind me. Don't remind me. I could have invested in that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
We're fine. How are
you? Must you ask?
What, am I on the phone with Joe?
No, it's us. God.
Joe. What?
What can we do for you?
I was calling the
Now your phone's dropped.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Yeah, shocker.
What's a shocker?
God.
Charlie, did you just come in to tell me that we're canceled or that we have to go to break?
We're canceled.
We're canceled. You know, I got to take one more. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Miguel. How are you doing?
Hola.
Hey, listen, that guy from, the blind guy from Las Vegas,
yeah.
Doesn't he sound like a cross between the Colonel and Homo Joe?
He does have a little Homo Joe in him. The Colonel?
Yeah, the Colonel. The guy who used to talk about Elvis.
Major Bill.
Yeah,
Major Bill.
That's not bad.
Major Bill, my bad.
Major Bill Smith.
That's not bad.
I got you.
I don't know, dog.
Hello, Don and Mike. How you feeling?
Yeah, not too perky.
Hey,
hello?
Don.
Yeah.
Did you get the pictures I mailed you of Jennifer Aniston?
Are you the guy who sent the picture of her standing at a podium with the nipples?
Yeah, that's the one. I thought you'd appreciate that.
Staring at it right now, my friend, and I thank you.
And Don's grateful.
I have others, too.
When you send nice little pictures through the mail like that, Don's very grateful. You should look in your mailbox for a right testicle coming out.
See you later.
See you, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you very much for the picture.
He had more to say. I didn't mean to cut him off.
Don and Mike.
Good for you.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You guys watch Without a Trace?
I don't. Does anybody else?
No, I don't watch him, no.
I'm telling you, it comes on right after CSI. If you like CSI, you'll love it. Anthony LaPaglia, he's a badass dude.
Thank you, Les Moonves. Thanks.
Uh-huh. I'm telling you.
I'm going to check it out.
Bye.
Do.
Thank you so much.
I love your false sincerity.
I sometimes think it's necessary.
Yeah. I for one, love it.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Thank you.
You were just giving some to me.
Yes, I was.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hey, about CSI last night, if you paid real close attention in CSI last night, that dark-haired chick was on there.
You're right.
She was standing, like, in the background.
She's, and you had to look pretty hard to see her, though, but she was on it, right?
Yeah, she was looking pretty good, too.
Yeah, she was. Thank you for the call.
All right. Later.
Take care.
Well handled, Mike.
Thank you, Buzz. Thank you.
No, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You have no idea what your work means to me.
What does it mean to you?
That somebody out there knows what it's like
to be in here.
Oh, God, this is like a nightmare.
Oh, come on, just a couple of questions. How hard is that? How do you write women so well?
I think of a man, and I take away reason and accountability.
The Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike, anytime, from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You want to discuss now my favorite color?
You know that they won't let the kids down. Don and Mike.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Yes, Don.
Yeah, Adam in Philadelphia, hi.
This is Andy.
Andy, I'm sorry, Andy. Hi, Andy.
Andy. Close enough, but yeah, I wanted to give you the little one of the little one-liners from CSI last night.
Oh, do you have one of the actual ones they used on the show?
Yeah, one of the you know the big meathead CSI guy, the white guy with the dark hair.
You mean the guy that's kind of like the bodybuilder type guy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
He was. They were getting ready to arrest the maintenance guy, and he was showing him his grabber, the little thing he used to
pick up. Right. All right. Okay.
And so he says to the cop, he goes, hey, he's showing us his grabber. Let's show him ours.
Yeah. All right, that's an outstanding one.
That
good
is
one.
Good. Very good.
Andy, hold on. Let me give you The Bourne Identity with Matt Damon.
Very nice.
The DVD, the Divid copy. Never before seen alternative editing now from blah, 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 video. Thank you very much for listening.
Thanks,
hold on. Hold on, please. That was, yeah, that's right. Show him our grabber.
Yeah, and it was, of course, the hat and cuffs.
tomorrow on the show.
tomorrow,
unless you're going to bed with us tonight, you won't know what we're doing.
Are we on tape tomorrow here in Washington?
Yeah, and I believe now since all of the shows have been purged,
yeah,
I think last weekend they ran like 9 hours of Best of Us on Saturday.
Well, good. If you want to catch up, maybe we'll be on
Congratulations.
Tomorrow.
What
time do we come on?
At 3, right? Well, what time is it?
Let's bring in Mr. Weekend.
What time is it, Charlie?
3 o'clock tomorrow.
3 o'clock tomorrow.
And a sprinkling on Sunday. Only 12 hours of the broadcast weekend, depending on the best of Don and Mike this week. Wow.
Jesus Christ. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Congratulations.
You're welcome. Hello.
Hi. I was wondering about Rob A. I was wondering if we need more of him on the show, or does America love him just for his quick one-liner?
No, we don't need more of him.
You sure?
I'm sure.
You might very well expose the soft underbelly of the program, and we could all be going to prison.
Right. We have just the right amount of Rob A.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. And I love you guys, too.
Thank you. And Rob wants you to know he'll see you at the meeting this weekend. Goodbye.
Okay.
Goodbye. I was going to mention tomorrow, Saturday, on Monday, I think I hit this already, but I want to let you know, Dr. Natasha, sexpert, hot, naked, comes in topless, talks about sex, she's really a piece of ass, and knows a lot about sex, plus Monday, Brian, the drunk Eagles fan, gets a three-girl sex show.
This is all happening on Monday?
On Monday.
So Monday's going to be a real sexed up show.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And now a Friday family. And someone that
it's
we.
Time now on JFK with cash for you.
We've not had on for a long time. Not for lack of love, but I mean, he really hasn't been.
Feeling the porta potty.
He really hasn't been relevant since As Good as It Gets.
Just give me a second.
What are you doing?
I'm in the porta potty.
Well, what, do you have a bladder thing?
No, I'm inside the porta potty. Give me just a second here.
Jack, are you a number one or number two?
I'm having a BM.
A BM. It's Jack Nicholson, everybody.
Wow.
But he's having a BM.
How are you, Don? I'll be out in just a second here. I've gained a lot of weight, and I'm having to take this with me wherever I go.
You know, that's been noted, like, at the Golden Globes and the Directors Guild Awards and stuff, how fat you're getting.
Okay. All right, hold on. Hey, there's no paper. There's no paper in here. All right, I'm coming out now.
Okay, come on out, Jack.
Go.
Hey.
So how have you
God
been?
Damn!
Wow.
Oh,
there
you go. Close that door.
Yeah.
Close the door.
Wow. Ooh. So have you noticed I've gained a bit of weight?
Yeah, but you're still cool.
Yeah, I'm still the coolest cat on the planet. How are you? How you boys been? Buzz, good to see
good
you.
Good to see you, Jack.
Don, long time.
Hey.
Rob.
Johnny.
You smell.
Yeah, well, that's part of the occupational hazard that I have by doing what I do.
You know, you're in some ways, you're Brando-esque.
Yeah, not quite that.
You're gaining a lot of weight.
You can't possibly think that I've gained that much, that I've put that much on my small frame. Calling me Brando-esque is like calling me DeLuise-esque. It's not appropriate.
What's the deal with your hair, man?
The hair's I've got quite a problem. You know,
at least you used to comb it and slick it back.
For years and years, I would just take a little bit of the Dabble Do You, whatever possible grease product I could have to slick it back.
Yeah.
And it would stay down there. Then, as you age, unfortunately, you begin to get just a little thinner up on top, and then the hair consistency itself gets almost feather-like. And unfortunately, what you get here is what you get. Just wild mop of hair just floating all over the place. But Lara Flynn Boyle doesn't have any problems when she's running her bony little fingers through it. I don't mind telling you. Is that a great piece of ass or what?
Now, when you have sex with her, you can't be on top, right?
I was up until 6 months ago. Unfortunately, the weight that I currently carry on my Jack Nicholson frame is causing her a bit of undue stress in her abdominal area.
You broke a bone, didn't you?
I broke her pelvis.
Wow.
She didn't talk about it. It was a small little hairline fracture, but she screamed bloody murder. Said, never crawl on top of me again, old man. It really disturbed me. But now we have a variety of sexual positions that get the job done quite nicely. I don't mind telling you. I tell you, it was a great time that last time when she broke that dog.
I have a question I want to ask. Should I ask you this before
fire
you?
Fire away. Yeah, I'm here to answer your questions.
Good day. Ooh, yay. Yes. Tell me if you're following us.
I speak your abbreviated pig Latin, eh?
Et gay.
Et gay.
Or yay.
Your.
Edway.
We.
Umfrey. Usday.
I know what you're talking about. It's good. Whenever I come on this show,
yeah,
you have to know that I do a little extra preparation because I know you enjoy that. As a matter of fact, I would probably venture to say this is the highest I've been since filming Easy Rider.
My pleasure, dude.
I just have to say kudos to my main man over there. Is there an outside chance that during the course of my segment here you could find your heart to get me an ice cream sundae? I'll take just a cookie.
Is that the munchies?
Is there anyone that has any food around here? And I'm quite serious.
Now, is that from the pot, or is that just because you're fat now?
Rob has it, doesn't he?
You have something warm,
Rob? It's a combination of both. Do you have food for me?
What would you like?
I'd like anything you got. I'd like anything you want.
Sandwich?
A meatloaf sandwich.
Like,
you have a meatloaf sandwich? I'd really like. I've got my heart set on a meatloaf sandwich. I'm going to disrupt his day.
You're really going to eat half Rob's meatloaf sandwich?
I have no intention of it. Now, is this the second half of the meatloaf sandwich? That's got quite a bouquet. Do you bring two meatloaf sandwiches into work with you today?
Today, Jack.
Because I think that I smelled it when I came in here. I'm just going to take a little piece.
Oh, help yourself. It's delicious.
You just break off a little piece of meatloaf sandwich here. Thanks a lot.
That'll help bind.
And I know that Don enjoys watching Jack eat.
Well, even when you eat, you're cool.
Yeah. I'm the cool cat. So how have you boys been? You'll find that I require a great deal of caloric intake now compared to my early days when I filmed classics such as Chinatown. How you been?
That's pretty good. How about you? I mean,
I'm all right.
You know, I mean, you had that great...
This is great meatloaf.
You had the Academy Award thing with As Good As It Gets.
You sent Gary for me.
Well,
yes.
And that's where you first started playing guys who were nuts.
I have to maintain my energy.
You did that As Good As It Gets.
I'd like to wash it down. Do you have any chocolate milk?
And then, like, you fall off the face of the earth, and now you're in this absolute Schmidt.
About Schmidt.
About Schmidt.
About Kathy Bates doing a nude scene.
Now, did you tap that thing?
Many times.
Oh, wow. Now, Jack. Jack!
Man.
The old Jack would never have thought of tapping Kathy Bates.
You have to make adjustments. Due to the weight gain and the age, you have to make adjustments. Excuse me. Oh, water.
What's wrong with water?
I can't stand it. Doesn't have enough substance to it now. I used to drink tons of water. Now I find myself enjoying other products, such as your Frosty from Wendy's, a good Yoo-Hoo. I'll drink a protein shake if I can put sugar in it.
So tell us about banging Kathy Bates.
She was wonderful. We did it only one way.
What way?
Stand up. She loved it standing up, huh. Leaning over the kitchen counter. Man, she was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. So now, was it...
I always called it wrestling with the bag of flour.
Was it?
Man, was it good. She was good people. She knows how to treat a man.
Was it no-no sex, or was it...
Every time. Mm-hmm. Every time, right after the food services people would leave.
Oh. Right after craft food service?
And we'd just be, we'd have a two-hour break before our evening shoot.
Yeah.
And that's where we do it, right over one of the kitchen tables. It was fantastic.
You mean you
no,
had...
Bad spot every time. It's the only way she digs it.
You had no-no sex.
Absolutely, yeah. I'd hug her from behind, and then it developed that way when occasionally with my co-stars, what I'll do is I'll walk up and I'll talk to them and I'll say, you want to meet Jack? And I'll just coyly grab them from behind and hug. Well, when I grabbed her, something magical happened and then one thing led to another and we maintained the contact as trousers and dresses hit the floor. She was wearing sweatpants, actually.
How big is her no-no?
Doesn't matter. It still makes me go 10 hot.
But I mean, literally, 6 inches, 8 inches.
I wouldn't be able. I didn't have a measuring stick with me. You know, what I did notice about it, though, was a perfect fit. I enjoyed every second of it. I'm afraid if I did it any other way, we wouldn't be able to really enjoy ourselves. What with the lack of proper friction?
Not to mention the fact that I guess if you did it any other way, you'd have to look at her in the face.
You know, you're trying to get statistics out of me, and I don't use a yardstick, but I would say... basically similar to a 14-ounce coffee can. If you're looking for something. Yes, wow's what I said, Buzz. And wow's what I said to what you gave me.
Chock full of nuts is a heavenly coffee. You're telling me
you got a generous staff between the weed from him and the meatloaf sandwich from him.
So you're telling me that her bung is as big as a 14-ounce coffee can?
Absolutely, with the tapered end. Sorry, you want to not. You want. I know you love detail on your little radio fest here, so I have to give you the detail. It was marvelous, and it helped the scene too.
And how far down did you have to go psychologically to make a movie with Adam Sandler?
Well, the thing is, let me tell you about what Jack likes.
Because that movie looks great. The movie that you have coming out with Adam Sandler, who I'm a big fan of his.
It's no secret that Jack likes the camera. You know that. Yeah, the camera likes Jack. It's kind of mutual. Jack likes the camera. The camera likes Jack. But Jack likes something more than the camera, more than Hollywood. Jack likes money. So there's your simple answer. They threw me a bag of cash. I couldn't say no. I want to build that empire. I'm starting to think about my legacy with my many children that I fathered over the years.
What about Adam Sandler?
A tool.
Tool.
Consummate unprofessional. He's a Saturday Night Live sketch artist. He's working with a legend. I got through it. That's all I can say. It wasn't like working with Academy Award winner Kathy Bates and slamming the coffee can every day. I'll tell you right now. But I got through it, and I think the movie's going to be somewhat amusing, but it won't matter. Jack goes to the bank anyway.
Did you have sex with Adam Sandler?
No sex with Adam. None whatsoever. Don't do that type of thing. I'm Jack.
I know.
Jack, I like the ladies. No need. No room for all that other kind of activity. There was a one time in a green room with Peter O'Toole. It got awful close, but nothing happened.
Wow.
He's that way, you know. He occasionally likes to just fool around all those British actors.
I saw when you... When you won, I guess it was the Golden Globe, you got up and you had on your red sunglasses.
Red sunglasses. I have a variety. I have the yellow tinting, the red tinting, the off-purple tinting for special events, and I have a very light, clear blue tint for when I go to a late-night party. I still want to see a little bit of the room.
And I remember the speech. You got up and you said, I'm real surprised that I won.
Did you like my speech?
And he laughs a lot. And then you said...
Did you enjoy my speech?
You said you had just taken a Valium.
I took two. You can't tell them everything. You got to leave a few things, you know, deep inside in your cerebellum or whatever they call it. File it deep down below. I took two Valium. I took two today, too. Two in the car. to when I got to the studio, and then I had a bag of fun stuff from Mr. Weedman over there. I don't know how he can do the news every day.
You mean Joe?
Joe Ardinger?
Yeah.
I know Joe well. You'd bring him in.
Hey, Joe?
Absolutely. Joe. One of my favorite people.
Now this would surprise me, because I would think that you are a Hollywood legend. What the hell?
There he is.
What the hell?
No.
Oh, that's a hug.
No, Joe, where are you, man?
They're hugging.
This is me, amigo. We go back a long way.
Yeah, we do.
How you doing, Josephine? Oh, man, it's good to see you. Are we still doing the Stones concert this summer?
Sure, man.
All right, man. You're a good people.
Hey, you know what? This is Jack.
I couldn't help but notice. Is that your Joe music?
This is the theme of the Joe Show.
Couldn't help but notice Joe. The t-shirt he's wearing. What t-shirt you got on there, Joe?
Krispy Kreme donut t-shirt.
That makes me hungry. Is there an outside chance Jack could get just a good Krispy Kreme donut pack?
What is it you like that you have in common with, besides the obvious, with Joe Ardinger?
Well, the thing I like about Joe is the laid-back lifestyle. I know you all like to think yourself as relaxed, but he's the only one that's truly found relaxation in this environment.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like chatting with him. Doesn't care. Doesn't make a big deal about anything. Like you had your big VP in the other day. Just walks into the room and says, hey, what are you doing? And we have an herbal understanding and a love of farms.
Farms?
Pharmaceuticals.
Oh, pharmaceuticals.
Absolutely. Yeah, Joe's not above contacting his local physicians when Jack comes to town. That's the way I look at it.
How often do you talk to Joe?
Well, Joe and I have cut down our communication, but I would say a monthly conversation is not totally out of the question.
Yeah, we keep in touch.
And, of course, when I'm coming to town, especially to do your show, I'll say, Joe, time for you to call Dr. Feelgood. You know who's coming to
That's
town.
That's right, Jack.
Thank you. What's that thing you gave me earlier today? I forgot what it was called.
Xanax.
Oh, man, fantastic. I say kudos to you, and get me some donuts.
All right, thanks, Joe.
I crash at Joe's when I'm in town, too. He's my personal valet in spray.
Now, why don't you stay at a fancy hotel? Why would you stay at Joe Ardinger's crappy apartment?
One simple reason. Joe's got something your fancy hotels don't have. Joe's got what I call the candy drawer.
Oh.
Joe's got a candy drawer that rivals any candy drawer you'd see anywhere in America right there. You can't roll into your local Four Seasons and pull open a candy drawer like Joe has. You know, sometimes it's fun just to reach in and grab a handful with a glass of water, and then you just find out where you're going. It's really like hopping on a plane where you don't know the destination.
Is your cell phone vibrate?
Yeah.
Answer it. I'd be curious to know who's calling you.
Jan? No, Lara. I'm in Washington, I told you.
Oh, it's Lara Flynn Boyle.
I don't care. That's what they're going to talk about. That's what they talk about, baby. It's the way it works. You know how they are. Deal with it, honey bun. I'm in the middle of a radio show right now. I can't talk. I understand. Deal with it. I'll make a call. Bye.
Who is that?
The enemy.
And when obviously Lara Flynn Boyle, what was she calling about?
She's still really broken up about the reviews on her tutu dress that she wore at the Golden Globes. She can't stand the fact that she's not getting a positive vibe like Cher would get when she wore some of her unorthodox costumes. I'm talking her off the ledge, if that's what you really need to know. That's why I like the candy drawer shows, so I don't have to deal with that type of thing right now. She's beside herself, practically suicidal. Thought they'd love it. Thought she'd be the belle of the ball. Sometimes when you take those risks, that's what happens. That's why I've got the advantage. Just a simple pair of shades and a tuxedo.
Remember that great story a couple of years ago that Jack Nicholson got in some altercation on the Hollywood freeway and got out his golf club and started banging the hell out of some guy's car?
I remember.
Well, do you think they called me when it was time to make anger management?
With Adam Sandler?
That's the whole reason.
Did you have Adam Sandler on your cell phone speed dial?
Yeah, I do. Well, we had to, you know, exchange phone numbers.
Call him up.
Shoot.
Would you call him up?
Sure.
I mean, I don't have to hear his side. I just like to hear you talking to him, hear how you speak to him.
Right. Hold on a second. It's ringing. You're getting his answering machine.
Is it funny?
No. It's all a ruse. Adam, it's Jack. I'm doing a radio show. Got a big fan of yours, Don Geronimo. Okay, doofus? Yeah, he's a real big fan.
I just thought I'd call. He wanted me for some strange reason to call you. He's got an Academy Award winner, and he needs to talk to the Waterboy for some uncanny reason.
Tell him I love that movie.
He loved the Waterboy, all right? Listen, numbnuts, try not to drool. Okay, you take care of yourself, and I'll see you at the next opening. Fantastic. All right, I hate him. He's just difficult to deal with. He does his one-trick pony, as far as I'm concerned. You know, with that funny baby talk type of thing he does. He didn't party.
I heard you do an Adam Sandler impression that's killer. Can I hear it?
Turkey for you, turkey for me. Come on, Hanukkah. Put on your yarmulke. Hey, this is Adam Sandler. Boo-de-boo-de-boo-de-boo. Baby talk. Baby talk. I'm so stupid. Adam Sandler. Yesteree. Yesteree. Ooh, I tell you right now. Yeah, he's no fun. That's one big act. He's just a big conglomerate as far as I'm concerned. But you're going to dig anger management as much as I dug Kathy Bates' coffee can. Jack telling you that, giving you a good guarantee.
Were there ever any grinds?
There were many grinds.
In that coffee can.
Many times it was every day a different experience. Sometimes you'd get your latte, sometimes you'd get espresso.
Was there ever any foam?
There occasionally was what looked to be something I'd find in the sink. And one day there were beans. Thanks for getting so specific. How are you? How you doing? Kathy Bates coffee can. Just remember that. You'll enjoy the film. Have you seen About Schmidt?
No, I've not seen it.
I'm great in it. Like, I'm great in everything. You understand that. Jack's great in everything.
Well, not technically not everything. You're great.
I've had a few stinkers. It happens when you make a lot of films. That's the way it goes. But trust me on this one. You're going to really dig my upcoming film, Anger Management.
Well, that's the one with Adam Sandler.
Absolutely. I think the fact there was tension on the set caused the performance of myself and Adam Sandler to rise above the tension. And I'm so sleepy right now.
Did you ever lose your temper with him on the set?
I did one time.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was waiting for the bathroom. And he was in there for an inordinate amount of time, and we only had one little area. We're doing a live shoot, and I wanted to use the star bathroom, and he was in there taking too much time. When Jack has to go, Jack has to go. Don't
right.
Make me wait. Takes my laid back. People ask, why am I so laid back? Regular activity. If Jack has to be him, Jack has to be him.
And you love talking about yourself in third person.
I enjoy that, but I tell you, if you're in the way and I've got to use the facilities, please move out of the way before I grow a tail. Please. That's the rule with Jack. I always put it in my riders, in my contract. When Jack has to dump, Jack has to dump. Especially in my current situation. That's why they rolled the porty potty in here. As a matter of fact, I think I might have a little unfinished business.
Would Jack mind if we took a break?
Yeah, I'm back in here right now.
Oh, no.
Man, oh, man.
Can I tell you something? Okay. When you open that door...
Always a delight. Yes, sir. Yeah, you go to break, and I'm going to finish up in here.
All right, we need two callers, I think, for Low Budget Jeopardy.
I need something to read. Please get me something to read.
Why don't you call your good friend Joe?
Joe, bring me something to read, please.
What do you want?
Anything with letters will do. I'll read the back of a prescription bottle. As a matter of fact, kill two birds with one stone.
Phone number is 877-365-3636.
Oh. How about High Times? Thanks, Buzz.
We'll be back.
Slide it under the door.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
New and improved Joker products! With a new secret ingredient!
Smiling.
Love that Joker.
That luscious tan, those ruby lips, and hair color, so natural, only your undertaker knows for sure.
I know what you're saying!
Where can I get these fine new items? Well, that's the gang. Chances are, you bought them already.
So, put on a happy face.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, sorry about that. So, coincidentally, I get all the ouchy the clown stuff there.
Yeah.
Buzz Buzz Burbank likes the jumble, but he loves the Don and Mike show.
Sorry about that, Jack. Loose board there.
Oh, man, I'm just sitting here deciding what I'm going to have for my after dinner liqueur. Whether it's going to be the Vicodin, the Xanax, or the Valium.
New and improved!
How are you?
I'm doing... You like this?
Yeah, that's Ouchie the Clown.
You know Ouchie the Clown.
Do I know him? He's been to my home. He's performed for celebrities in my domicile.
Now, I was told... I know we got to get right to the game.
Yeah, you already have.
But I was told that Adam Sandler was going to call.
Yeah.
And is that your phone vibrating right now?
Yeah, hold on. Hello. Jack. Doof. How are you? What have you been up to?
Ask him if he'll come on the air. I bet he won't.
Adam, will you come on? He said negatory. And he doesn't want to do it. It's a worry. He's got this whole jinx thing about a film he's in. He doesn't do any interviews until it comes out. Huh.
Would you ask him to do his Waterboy baby talk, and then you can you can by like be the translator, tell me what he's saying?
This guy's really obsessed with you. He wants you to do Waterboy. Yeah. He says he doesn't remember any of the lines, but he's going to do baby talk for you.
Oh, good.
Okay.
But then you got to tell me what he says.
He's saying he loves his mama.
Oh, I love that.
That's what he said.
Tell him I love that.
He loves it. He's practically got a boner. Yeah. Okay, doofus. Yeah. Okay. No, absolutely not. No. I can't.
What does he want?
Bye-bye. He wants me to actually hang out with him and party. And I go to the premiere, shake his hand, walk away. There's Sandler, then there's Nicholson.
I got one more question. One more on your cell phone.
Fire away. Is it a question about Adam Sandler?
No.
Yeah.
Could you call Kathy Bates?
Absolutely. Hold on. Let me get the number here. Just waiting. Hey, Muffin. How are you? It's good to see you, Folgers.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, I know. I miss you, too. Yeah, they're coming in fast and furious. The reviews are great. I just want to say how much I do. I'm on the radio. I'm feeling kind of self-conscious right now. Hold on a second. Let me go off, Mike.
All right, go ahead.
I want to F you so bad. I want to F you so bad.
I can't believe this. Him and Kathy Bates.
Making love to you. You're the best, babe. Sure, anytime. You come see me anytime.
Kathy Bates is a pig.
You're my big woman. You're my big woman. I love you. You're great. Okay. I love you so long, Starbucks. There she goes. She's so hot. She talked dirty to me.
She's a pig.
She said she wanted to touch me.
Wow.
She said she wanted to touch me in Dookie Land. God. She's good people. Thanks for letting me call my co-star.
Can't believe that you actually enjoy having sex with Kathy Bates.
Could do a lot worse.
And now,
you know what I mean?
Jack Nicholson, let's play some Love Punch and Jeff Hardee.
Be my pleasure. Now entering the studios. Returning challengers. I guess you don't have a champion.
No, we don't.
This individual's a beer truck driver from Wichita, Kansas. Let's say hi to Mike Frank.
Hey, Mike. Mike?
Yeah, this is Aaron from Sacramento.
Well, no, I have two guys on the phone right now, right?
We're supposed to have Mike and Todd.
Hold on, line four. Line six. Mike!
Mike, I'm here.
Okay.
Or Don, I'm sorry. Don, Jack. Hello.
Hi, buddy. Hi.
Now entering the studios, an accountant from Manteca, California. Let's say hi to Todd Leonard.
Hi, Todd.
Hi, LQ. Hi, Jack.
Hey, buddies.
Now entering the studios, the host of our wonderful soiree. Remember, Mike and Todd, don't screw with LQ.
Screw with LQ.
Say hi to Alex Trebek Tirano.
Thank you, Todd. Thanks, Mike. As always, thank you, Jack.
Hey, I'm glad to be here, and I want to thank Joe for the vibe.
And here are your categories, guys. They are...
Here we go.
Super Bowl 37.
Good game.
Celebrity shoe sizes.
That's a clever one.
Name that Jack.
Name that Jack. You do that as an homage to your guest, don't you?
Name that fast food chain.
Fast food is sounding good to me right now. I'd kill for a Whopper.
New on Divid.
I'm so fat.
I'm Little Hill.
I'm Fat Jack.
Super Bowl 37.
Fat Jack looking at you.
Shoe sizes. Name that Jack.
Jack.
Fast food chains. New on Divid. Mike, we'll start with you. Mike.
Good luck.
Good luck. Name that Jack.
Name that Jack.
That's a good category.
Major, major motion picture star. Star of Shallow Hal.
Who is Jack Black?
Right.
You're on the board, Mike, and rolling with $1. Go again.
Name that Jack. The next one.
It's good with Coke.
What is Jack Daniels?
Right.
Jack and Coke.
That's a close category.
Close that category, according to Michael Motorcycle.
Former star of General Hospital. Good celebrity golfer.
Todd, your chance to steal.
I don't know. Who is Jack Lemmon?
I know the answer.
Jack Nicholson.
Who's Jack Wagner?
Jack Wagner.
Jack Wagner.
That's when the year W's become V's.
It's a new phenomenon that I've had since I've been here. Jack Wagner.
Say Walla Walla Washington.
Walla Walla Washington. Hey, Mike, you're in control. Come on now.
New on DVD.
Right. Say Wacky Wacky Wednesday.
Wacky Wacky Wednesday. And I love Jack Wagner.
Mike, what did you want again?
New on DVD.
All right, new on DVD.
So high.
Stars Matt Damon.
What is The Bourne Identity?
Yeah, right.
$1 for you, Mike. You got a good lead going. Don't mess it up.
New on DVD.
Stars Hugh Grant.
What is About a Boy?
No, you know what? The buzzer got you.
Todd, your chance to steal.
What is About a Boy?
There you go.
All right, you're on the board, Todd. Time for you to select. Go ahead.
New on DVD for three.
Stars bug-eyed Susan Sarandon.
What is Best Friends?
No. All right, Mike, your chance to steal.
What is The Banger Sisters?
The Banger Sisters, right.
Susan Sarandon wrapped tighter than a Super Bowl. Sometimes I just wanted to get somebody to kill the bug.
She's cross-eyed, you know.
She's cross-eyed. That's your boy there that thinks all girls are cross-eyed.
He thinks the Dixie Chicks are cross-eyed.
I'll tell you one thing about Rob Spiewak. They're definitely, if they're not cross-eyed when they meet him, they're cross-eyed when he's done. Go again, Mike.
What categories do we have left?
Go to the other guy. These guys got to pay attention.
Hello?
Todd?
Yeah, name best food for one.
All right, Todd's back in control. You lost a turn there, Mike.
Where do you get these tasty items, huh? Big and tasty.
What is McDonald's?
Right.
$1 for Todd on the comeback trail.
Name that fast food for two.
Nachos Bel Grande.
What is Taco Bell?
Right.
$2. You're trying to drive me crazy right now. I'm ready to eat my right arm. Go again, Todd.
Name that fast food for three.
Honey barbecue wings.
What is...
Mike, your chance to steal.
What is Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yes, or as they call it now, KFC, because they don't want you to know the food's fried.
I think I've got some honey barbecued wings in my pants. All right, go again, Mike. In my pants.
Super Bowl.
All right, Super Bowl XXXI, or XXXVII.
Yeah, have a mushroom or two, and all those numbers run together.
Number of interceptions thrown by Rich Cannon.
What is five?
Right.
$1 for you, Mike. Good answer.
Super Bowl for two.
Number of touchdowns scored by the Buccaneer defense.
What is three?
Right.
$2 for Mike. Great category so far.
Finish the category.
Number of touchdown catches by Keenan McCardell.
What is two?
Right.
$3, you run a difficult category, and someone was paying attention at the big game.
Now, all we got left is celebrity shoe sizes.
Okay, celebrity shoe size for one.
I bet you're jealous the hell of this guy. Right. Number one?
Who are we talking about?
Clooney. George Clooney.
Whoop the effing do.
What is 10.5?
No.
You mean the TV actor?
He's in movies.
Yeah, you want to call him that. Todd, your chance to steal.
What is 9.5?
Clooney, size 12.
Size 12, big feet.
Yeah.
But they say there's no direct correlation between your dogs and your penis.
Right.
That's what I hear.
All right, Todd, you're in control.
No, I think the other guy's in control.
Well, Mike's in control.
How big are Kathy Bates' feet?
Kathy has a size 14 foot.
How big is
man size?
How big is her penis?
Her penis. She doesn't have one. I resent that. She's got. She's my coffee can of love. All right, Mike, your chance to steal.
Celebrity shoes for two.
Alex Trebek.
What is 11?
No, negative.
Todd, your chance.
What is 10?
Right, good guess. Alex Trebek, Canadian, size 10.
$2 for Todd. Time to wrap it up, Todd Areno.
Celebrity shoe size for 3.
All right, the always funny Chris Rock.
What is 8.5?
Mike, your chance to steal.
What is 9?
No, Chris Rock, 13.
13, and that's the end of the first round of low-budget Jeopardy.
That's it. Now, both these guys are going to the finals, right, Jack?
Absolutely. They both have points, and they'll both be competing for the championship.
Here we go. Was that your cell phone?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Now, it's either got to be, as he calls him, the retard, uh-huh. Adam Sandler,
right, yeah.
or it's Kathy Bates, or it's Lara Flynn Boyle.
Yeah. Angelica, I don't want to be... No.
Was Angelica Houston?
No, right. Please, I don't.
Is it Angelica Houston or is it Billy Bob's Angelica? Is it Angelina? No, Angelica would be Angelica
Houston. Angelica Houston.
Thanks, Mike, for helping me out on that.
She's at a coffee house with Ed Begley Jr., and he's lighting his farts on fire.
That's like a loser convention.
Don't call me with those trivialities. Au revoir. Man, what a pain in the ass.
It's a retard parade.
We talk almost every day. You know, we were hot and heavy at one point.
Back in the day.
Begley's lighting his farts on fire. Tell me how little I care. Please.
Here is your category, guys. Final low-budget Jeff Hardy. We physically force you both to bet it all, so good luck. Your category is no more staying alive. And here's the answer. The age of Morris Gibb. When he went to the disco in the sky.
Delightfully heartless.
No more staying alive. The age of Morris, everybody thought it was Maurice, was Morris Gibb.
Right.
When he went to the disco in the sky. Guys, don't forget to answer in the form of question and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive Jack's Nudes, a book of sexy photos of all my co-stars. Yeah, I'm not kidding you. Jack's Nudes have been compiled over a lifetime of film work and feature some of Hollywood's biggest stars in great candid photos. From Faye Dunaway coming out of the shower to Helen Hunt bleaching her landing strip. This book's destined to be a classic. Get it now and you get a pull-out poster of Shelley Duvall's meat curtains. Now back to final low-budget Jeopardy. Alex Trebek.
What, no pictures of the coffee can?
That's for my eyes only. You wouldn't want to see that, especially in the morning.
Who I want to go to first here?
Todd's the low person on the poll.
Todd. Here he is. Todd, no more staying alive. The age of Morris Gibb when he went to the disco in the sky.
What is 53?
Right.
You double your score to $14, and you're right in the thick of it.
Now, Mike, you win if you have the right answer.
Okay. Do I have to tell you the answer that I told him on the phone, or can I change my answer?
Well, you stupid ass. No, of course, you have to tell the answer that you told.
All right, what is 39?
39, and that means Todd Leonard, you're the low-budget Jeopardy champion. Ooh.
Right.
Walla Walla or Valla Valla.
Do I have to tell you the guess I told the guy before?
I'm on it.
Or can I tell you now that I know the right answer? Listen, Mike.
I'm on it. I'm dumb, but I'm on it.
Mike, don't go away, Matt. Just go away. Todd, you get some money, and out here is Jack Nicholson. The guy who's been Kathy Bates' coffee can.
What a coffee can it is.
To tell you what you won, Jack.
Todd, we double your score to $14, throwing a bonus of $25 for $39. And Mike, are you ready for your parting gift?
Sure.
You have won an America Undercover prize pack. For the first time ever, HBO examines the parole and pardon board process. Judgment Day should be guilty to go free. Premiering this Sunday at 10 p.m., 9 central, only on HBO. America Undercover, Sundays. Wow, how about that? Did I sell it, Pachango?
Hey, you did a good job, Jack.
Way to go, fantastic. I'm sure hungry.
All right,
Jack.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, thank you.
All right, goodbye.
Thank you, fellas.
I have a great weekend, guys.
Great time.
Well, Jack, as always, great to see you. It's so good you're relevant again. You're in About Schmidt. You've got Anger Management coming out.
Those don't those type of things don't appeal to me.
Movies?
What really appeals to me is where I can get some good Chinese right now.
Well, your man Joe...
Goo Guy Pan.
Joe. Your man Joe is waiting to take you out.
I'd settle for fajitas, too.
He's got his Toyota ready and...
Joe, let's do Mexican and Chinese.
And gas up. Jack, always remember and never forget, Love of Jeopardy is a production of...
Coron Incorporated and is distributed by King World. Always a pleasure. Take a look at my coffee can as I walk out. I
can't believe you did that.
Yes, sir, I did. Got grains on me.
Wow. That's kind of a Dynamite World exclusive.
Nicholson. I had no idea.
A guy Nicholson had anal with Kathy Bates. Now, Robbie, we have... The person next, right?
Yeah.
Now, here's the deal.
Oh, it's going to rock.
Here's the deal. It's, you know, during the football season, every week, we had somebody on. We had Jim Nance from CBS, we had Joe Buck from Fox, or we had Bonnie Bernstein, or Chris Berman, or somebody.
Right.
Well, now, they're all gone. All the people who covered the NFL, they're all gone. They're all on vacation. So we got nobody. And really, it's, in my thought, the worst sports weekend of the year. Yeah. Because I'm suffering from this big letdown. Here are sports events happening this weekend. Okay. In no particular order. The NFL Pro Bowl, which is a freaking joke. The NHL All-Star Game, which approximately four people will watch. Arena Football, which is a joke, but I'll watch it. The Bob Hope Golf Classic.
Bob Hope Desert Classic.
Yeah,
is it the Desert Classic or is it Bob Hope Golf Classic?
Which a lot of people won't watch because Tiger Woods is not playing.
Right.
So that's what you have. Now, to discuss those exciting sports events, the best we could do was Body by Jake.
Jake Steinfeld.
Now, I got to tell you something. I am not motivated to do this.
I understand.
I am not motivated to do this. I requested a B-list celebrity, and we had a lot of promising names. Who were we trying? Who was our the number one go-to that we were trying to get, Robbie?
We were working very hard on Liza Minnelli, who's coming to the MCI Center next month.
Now, Liza?
Liza would have been great.
We would have loved.
We've had her on before. She's a wonderful interview.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, Liza fell through.
Red Buttons? Not interested. Lou Ferrigno did not return our call.
Dan Patton, too obvious.
Yeah. Yes. But perhaps the best conversation I had today... and also Steve Ducey, apparently prohibited by the Fox people.
But Rob, once again, is a please call Jethro Bodine.
Yes.
What a
Max Bear.
And remember, before we say this, we have to say that not 3 years ago, he vowed that he would spend the rest of his life bad-mouthing this program.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got Max on the phone right away.
Jethro.
And I spoke to him. I said, I don't know if you remember me, but we had you on for the celebrity burp about 3 months ago.
Right.
Yes, Rob, how are you? Like, it was a big deal.
I guess, had to mention our names at a certain point.
No, I never got to that.
You never got to
that. Hold on. Let's remember when Jethro was on the show last.
Congratulations. This is Max Berry Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies, and you just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
Dummy.
It never got past the fact that I was Rob Spiewak with CBS, I think CBS Sports.
Right.
At that point.
Wow.
And he said, well, let me tell you something, Rob. I'm backed up now with over 100 interview requests. And I said, really?
Really?
He said, you're going to have to get in touch with my secretary, but I cannot grant a single interview until I get the approval to put my Beverly Hillbillies slot machines in the Indian gambling reservation. But Max, we're on in Reno, and we're on in Las Vegas. Obviously, and he stopped me right there. He says, Rob, I've already got him all over Nevada. I'm done with that. I need to move on and put him on the Indian casino.
That's all he's still thinking about.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Native American casino.
Tunnel vision for that dumb hillbilly.
That's what he was thinking about 5 years ago.
That's what started the feud.
Because we were, you know, he was like doing a PR thing. That's all I bet he's a money-making machine.
You're going to love this, because then he says, and when we get this done, and we agree to do our interview, we're going to have to set some ground rules. If you want to talk about your sports for 5 minutes, I'm going to need 5 minutes to talk slot machines.
Oh,
and then, I'm ready to just wind up. He says, listen, I'm not Garth Brooks. I don't need to go on The Tonight Show and sing a song because I've got a concert coming up. I've got slot machines to sell. Native American. Until that happens, I'm afraid we can't make this happen.
Oh, my wow. God. How funny is that that Rob's in attending a phone call with Jeffro today?
That is incredible.
From the Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh. Man, every word, too.
Listen, we got Body by Jake.
Body by Jake, who is a friend of this show.
But I'm not up to it. So, I ask you, our listeners, is there anybody out there who thinks that for 5 minutes they could get on the air, and I'm not talking about doing the thing like Mike and I do where we go, well,
right. A legitimate interview.
Play it straight. I mean, you know, you just get on the air and say you're whatever your name is.
You know what would help, too? It can go either way. Either you're not a fan, but it would also help if you were a fan of Body by Jake.
They say, hey, Don and Mike, because he won't know the difference, because he'll just hear you down the telephone line. Say, Don and Mike took ill.
Right.
And I'm supposed to ask you about the Pro Bowl, the NHL Hockey All-Star Game, Arena Football, and the Bob Hope Desert Classic. Now, you should also tell him up front that he's not allowed to plug anything until the last minute of the interview.
Very good.
And feel free, if you like, to ask him other questions, like about his sex life. And,
right.
I mean, we've given Body by Jake the sex quiz before on the show.
Right.
Or Rob just had an idea. Do you think we could get two callers to say that they're us, and he wouldn't know the difference?
That might be an even better experiment. That
All right,
might
Robbie,
be a lot of fun.
We'll do that. So call now. We need one person to be Don and one person to be Mike.
Very good.
And you pull it off, and if he doesn't know the difference in a five-minute interview, we'll give you a prize.
Absolutely. Okay. And you don't get the prizes if he figures out that it's us.
Okay.
But it's not us.
877-365-3636. Call now. One Don, one Mike. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Out of it, back to pass. He's got a man open in the end zone. It's Joe Artinger. The pass is there, and he drops the ball. And the Eagles do not win the Super Bowl.
Joe.
And as we review this Super Bowl, it was all Joe Artinger's fault.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I had it out there here with the likes of you people.
Retarded?
Always ready to tackle the clam. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right, as I was talking about before the break, it's the Friday sports segment that, you know, we don't really have anybody for.
Right.
But it's a contest for you guys. See if you can fool Body by Jake into thinking that it's actually us.
Wow. Are we going to take the all-comers here? Are we going
to
audition?
We're
going
to try to find a me and try to find a you.
All right, very good.
Let's start with this guy. Hello, who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
I am from New Jersey.
Who would you like to be, me or Mike?
I would like to be Mike, and I promise to say things like, fantastic, and absolutely.
F you.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Mike, it's Don, Radio Gods, nice to talk to you.
There's no way he'd believe
you're either one
of us. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Jason.
All right, now, Jason.
Fantastic.
You might be able, you might have a chance.
That sounds good.
But you can't be, but you sound dumb. I mean,
well, we're going to be here till next Monday.
I mean, I know, and we're dumb too.
Right.
But
who do you want to be, Jason?
Actually, I want to be Mike. I want to bust some balls.
What? I'm confused. I mean, we both bust balls, but you would be the primary ball buster.
Mike is. We generally do it good cop, bad cop. Mike generally is the good cop.
Okay, I want to be the bad cop then. I changed my mind. I'll be Don.
No, I'm sorry. You're not up to the task. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. This is Greg.
Hi, Greg. Who would you like to be?
I'd like to be Don.
Why is that?
Because I think I sound like you the most.
All right, lay some of it on me.
Hi, this is Don from the Don and Mike Show.
All right, I'll go with him.
All right, very good.
I ain't picky. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, I'd like to be Mike, please.
Done.
Okay. Now let me put these two guys together. It's line three and line five. All right, guys.
This is Don. Yes, this is Mike.
All right, now, guys, You really have to try to pull this off. And what you do is, when you hear the whoosh and you hear the music, you say, and now joining us is our friend, Body by Jake.
Jake Steinfeld.
So that would be my part then, right?
Yeah,
right.
Now joining us is Body by Jake, Jake Steinfeld.
And what I'll do...
How long before I can complain about my alcoholism?
Come on.
Sorry, I'll be nice.
Remember now, you're going to ask him stuff.
You know,
about,
I'm
like,
sorry, Don. I know you're going to get him. We have to go get another mic now.
Oh, please,
Mike.
No, you blew it.
Hold on.
I thought we could do something.
I kid because I love.
Hold on.
Who lose because they're locked?
Which I think line five.
Please.
Nope.
Because I love. Because
no.
I love.
Bye.
No, Dick.
Are you still there, other guy?
I'm here. Give me another mic.
All right, hold on a second. Okay. All right, hold on a second. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
You want to be Mike?
Please.
Fine.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is set you up with music coming out of the break, the bumper and everything, and then you guys are on the air. Okay?
Okay. Jake Steinfeld, right?
Jake
Steinfeld.
And remember, you're asking him about the Pro Bowl, hockey, arena football, Bob Hope Classic, 5 minutes. We know it's a sucky sports weekend.
Lots of energy, guys. Lots of energy, all right? You want to take him through a dry run like how it would be, or do you want to just plunge
him? No, I think we just let him do it.
So let him dive right
now,
in.
Now, if you guys can go for 5 minutes without Body by Jake saying this is not Don and Mike, I'll give each of you $100.
$100?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the easiest $100.
Not bad.
All right, now don't walk on each other there, you know.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Ready.
I'm going to turn our microphones into the off position, and Body by Jake will hear the rejoiner, the music, and after the Dude Walker thing, you guys are on the air.
Okay.
Here we go. All right, put Body by Jake on hold. He's not been able to hear any of this. Now, remember stations, don't go to break, because we're doing this as a goof.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Broadcasting from sea to shining sea. Hello, ladies. The Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Don and Mike Show. I'd like to welcome Jake Steinfeld to the show. Jake,
boys.
Are you there?
What do you say, boys?
What do you, Jake?
Hello?
Hello. What do you, Jake?
What do you say, boys?
How you doing, Jake?
I'm doing great. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. How are things?
Everything is rocking and rolling, boys.
Now, Jake, where are you right now?
I'm actually back home in Los Angeles.
Oh, what's it like out there?
Well, you know, I spent 4 days in New York and I froze my Watusi off.
You're
so
not
back
too close
here,
to,
it's about 89
Sacramento?
Degrees. What?
You're not too close to Sacramento there. We have trouble.
Oh, you did? What happened?
The callers. They're not friendly to Don and Mike.
They aren't.
No, they are not our friends.
Well, listen, I'll take care of them for you.
Thank you.
1 minute.
I'll take care of them for you. How's it going, boys?
Good, good. How are things with you?
Everything is going fantastic.
Oh, God.
We want to talk to you a little bit about these sports that are going on this weekend. Not too much going on, but we wanted to chat with you a little bit and see what you think.
Go ahead, shoot it.
What sports are you going to be watching this weekend? Anything exciting?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny you guys give me a loaded question when I'm... What I love to talk about is the sport of lacrosse. What about that?
Oh, no plugs.
What about lacrosse? You a fan of lacrosse?
Man, we
you guys know I'm a fan of lacrosse. We have Major League Lacrosse, the league that I started
true.
3 years ago.
Yeah,
and we're going to our third season.
Yeah. What about the Pro Bowl? Are you going to check that out on Sunday?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, you guys going to check out the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, definitely.
It's an all-star weekend. We got the Pro Bowl and the NHL All-Star Game.
He's trying.
Yeah, I guess so. You know what?
Be watching that.
I think that the Pro Bowl, quite honestly, should be in the middle of the season.
Buzz, if these guys make it all the way, I'll play music and you say, Don and Mike, you got a break.
You know, these guys are hanging out, they're partying, they're not really thinking too heavily about playing the game. It loses a lot of the excitement, I think.
Yeah, that's
well, what about, now... What about injuries if it's in the middle of the season? Aren't they going to duck out?
I think it's rougher.
Isn't he at all concerned that we both sound like adolescent idiots? I know that we're adolescent idiots,
right.
But at least we have like grown-up voices.
You know?
It's been a while. Easier chance of getting hurt.
I can see him making the mistake.
And if he was in the middle of the season,
The one
guy, train, you know,
is
in
pulling it out.
Condition.
Is saving it.
And knowing that the second part of this,
they are over halfway through
with the same you know, gusto, if you will, than they would a regular game. I think here at the end of the season, there's more of a chance, unfortunately, for injury, because they're still going to get hit. They're still passing. They're still throwing. They're still whacking each other. But, you know, it's 93 degrees and there's a hula girl on the sideline.
3 minutes.
That's and I will give you that need. Because nobody knows bodies like Body by Jake.
What about the Bob Hope Classic? You going to be watching that this weekend?
Well, you know what? I got to tell you. It's about 87 degrees here in L.A. I'm sitting in my office looking out over Catalina Island, man.
Are those sirens out here in the background?
What is that?
Are those sirens out here in the background?
No. That must be by you guys. This is L.A. No sirens here.
Oh, I thought you lived
in I think that was our injury side effect.
Oh, that was the injury side effect.
Yeah. A little late. Though. Robbie's a little slow on the button, but we got it in.
Hey, so what's going on with the caller from Sacramento? I wasn't privy because you guys put me on hold and I can't hear the show.
You know, it's not just one. It's many. It's a swarm. And when they start, they don't stop.
Now, these guys have 1 minute to go.
About
anything.
He's putting
and
on
our
the spot,
problem this week, let me just tell you, you're Body by Jake. And that's fine. But these callers who give themselves nicknames, we don't tolerate it.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, man. You know, the Kings are playing the Lakers tonight. And I got a good feeling that Sacramento is going to put a little beating on the Lakers.
Hey, you at the game?
What now?
Are you going to be at the game?
No, I'm down in L.A. I think they're playing in Sacramento tonight.
Oh, they are playing in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Stay away.
They're playing in Sacramento. Come on, fellas. You guys are the sports animals. Let's get with the program, boys. It sounds what's going on Friday afternoon over there.
15 seconds.
Well, hockey. Not who can get too worked up about hockey?
Yeah, but we're talking about basketball.
Yeah, basketball. That's exactly my problem.
It's
the alcohol,
Jake.
It's the alcohol.
I think that we better get a urine test over there. You know, isn't there like a
alcohol? Don and Mike, it's time for a break. That's all the time we have for weekend sports.
Tell them again, Buzz.
Don and Mike, we're going to have to take a break now.
Hey, Jake, we're going to take a break.
All right, buddy.
Okay? Hang on 1 second.
What that?
Hang on 1 second.
All right.
We'll be right back.
All right, now before we do anything else.
We got to let Jake get on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, one round tell
him. Absolutely.
Let's see, those guys were line 3 and line 5. Are both of our fake guys there?
Hello?
Guys?
Hello?
Hey, dude.
Jake.
You guys limped to the finish line,
hello?
But you did it. You did it. You pulled it off.
Yeah.
Bravo.
There's $200. $100 for each of you.
Way to go, fellas. You just got by. When he turned the spotlight on you, I thought you were going to crack under pressure.
All right, good job.
Thank you.
All right,
thank you.
Both of you, hold on a second. All right, Rob, now pick up 444.
Oh, God.
First, ask Jake how it went.
Yeah, ask him how it went. And then
tell him that we were goofing with him.
Hey, Jake. Hey, it's Rob with the Don and Mike Show. How do you think it went? Yeah, it did. First of all, I want to thank you for taking the time to join us today. And now I want to also say that I'll let you in on a little joke. We just had a contest. And those were two callers pretending to be Don and Mike. And if they could fool you for 5 minutes, they won $100. So I don't know if you were just being excessively patient. You did know it all the time, but you should have said something. You could have saved us $200.
Put him on.
Hey, hold on. Right. Hey, Don and Mike can say hi.
Hold on.
The real Don and Mike.
Hold on. Hey, Jake, did you really know?
You know what? I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
I knew from the second those two chuckleheads started talking to me.
Oh, well, boy, that was the contest. You should have said it right away. They would have lost.
Jake, if you would have even just said for 1 second, hey, this doesn't sound like Don and Mike.
They would have lost the money.
We would have saved $200.
Oh, you know what, though, fellas? I thought that you had a couple of boys in the back room doing the deal, and I figured, well, since I'm not in studio, let me play along with you.
Okay.
Good guy.
That's
professional.
All right. Well, they lucked out because they went, technically they have to win the money. That's the way it works.
Well, you know what, then? Make sure they cut me a check for $25.
And Jake, thanks for coming on. And your lacrosse league is starting its third year.
That's right.
This year.
That's right.
And what is the growth with that league? Where are you guys at? What are you doing?
I'll tell you what, fellas. it's such a pleasure to talk to the real dogs, you know. you know, there was a moment there I thought that, Jesus, you know, I thought these guys are real pros. They got a lot of exposure. They're syndicated all over the country. And I said, maybe these guys got so, like so fired up that they're such big stars that they're on crack on the air.
You know, at one point, you know, when you turn the spotlight on them towards the end of the interview,
you started asking them questions.
You asked them questions, and that's when I thought it was really going to go south. But, you stepped up. You carried the interview, and, you've done a lot of it.
You had to tell those guys that the Kings game tonight was in Sacramento.
That is so funny.
Dumbass.
Well, that was the thing. You know, I said, come on, boys, let's go. You guys are the sports guys, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right, but listen, how is your lacrosse league going into the third year now?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we're going into our third season, and we open up the end of May. We're building on our television. We're staying with our original six teams, you know, in Rochester, Long Island, Bridgeport, Connecticut, New Jersey, also Boston and Baltimore.
And Jay, real smart, don't expand too fast, too soon.
You guys are the smart ones. You know, a lot of people in the media, the first thing they say to you is, when are you expanding? What's going on? How come there's no expansion? Well, if you could check the NHL right now and just look at what's going on, you know, forget the sports business. Just look at the economy.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
You need to be cognizant of that. The thing I learned a long time ago, if you believe the good reviews, you better believe the bad ones.
Now, when you mention a market like Long Island, you're picking your markets where the interest for lacrosse is at its highest. Is that the way you're doing it?
Well, it put it this way. It's where it's most saturated.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you right now, kind of funny, because you talked about those two chuckleheads are talking about Sacramento callers, right?
Right.
Our number one television market last summer was Sacramento, California.
Hmm.
I mean, the growth of lacrosse
shocker
has become the fastest. The sport has become the fastest growing game in the country, boys. And the great thing about Major League Lacrosse is that we do have the best players in the world playing in this league, which makes it really different than any other startup league out there. I mean, you know, I'm sure a lot of your listeners remember the XFL.
Yeah.
And they also remember the fact, the reason why they tuned in is because it was promoted as better than the NFL. And quite honestly, a lot of people tuned in. But if you don't have the product, if the product isn't there, the fans are not going to come out.
Gotcha, Jay. Now, that doesn't mean we have to break. Major League Lacrosse, is it still going to be on Fox Sports Net?
Absolutely, Matt. Actually, we're increasing our exposure. We'll probably be in close to 80 million homes this summer. Every Sunday, boys, check your local listings for our Sunday showdown.
All right, Abba Dabba. We'll talk to you soon.
It's great talking to you,
thanks,
boys.
Jake. Thanks,
get
Jake.
Get those chuckleheads off the air.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you, Jake. Bye-bye.
Chuckleheads.
If only you'd said something.
He's been on a bunch of times.
If only he could have seen.
If only he'd have known there were imposters. But, you know,
it just doesn't get any better than this.
It still counts.
Yeah, right.
Being player, it still counts, those guys.
Those idiots get the money. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
Just ordinary guys with nothing to lose. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi. We're doing great.
I think you should take Frida to the Sugarloaf Craft Festival this weekend.
I think you should take this phone call and shove it up your ass. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, this is Matt Ball from Mulvane, Kansas. I was wanting to talk to him, see if they'd worked out anything on...
Us.
Oh, sorry, Don.
Yeah. Hi, Don on my show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, what about your brother? Did he ever get the Jaguar...
You know what? Don't know, but I will write down on my prep for Monday, call Jimmy.
Call brother Jim.
Call Jimmy.
Excellent.
So he never did get back with you then?
Nope. We know that we called the bank.
He cashed the check?
Check cleared.
Ah, very good.
So we know that he got the $1,000. Don't know what he did.
That's why.
Write it down for Monday. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
Hey, does Cox rock?
Yes, it does.
Thanks a lot.
Goodbye. See you later. Now, we have limited time because, as a caller alluded to earlier, we're trying to give Buzz more time at the end of the show.
Amen.
For the news and the comments. Have a couple of seconds to show you one of the great gifts that God gave us. And I don't mean our penises.
Yeah, well, that too.
But I mean, we have an uncanny ability to review movies we haven't seen.
I like it when we both, when we're doing this, we close our eyes.
And we wear turbans, like Elvis and Harum Scarum.
Yes, and we find out if the movie's not doing well, we call the producer and say, call me if its condition worsens.
And if we like the movie, we say, it pleases us greatly. So this weekend, you got three new ones, and we'll probably only review two of them. You've got The Recruit, Al Pacino. Got
to do that one.
Colin Farrell, about the CAA. You've got Biker Boys.
That's Lawrence Fishburne's new film.
Correct.
Fishburne.
Then you have The Guru.
The Guru.
Which I think we will.
You're not including Final Destination 2 in your movies?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Bob.
All right. I think we should do the Pacino and the Fishburne.
All right. Let's do the Pacino first.
All right.
And do you want to go first or me?
I'll go first on this one.
All right. Go on. It's called The Recruit.
The Recruit, starring Al Pacino, by Mike. Al Pacino is doing what Al Pacino seems to be doing an awful lot of lately. Al Pacino, in my opinion, does not fall directly into the must-see category like certain great actors. My must-see guys are still Gene Hackman. I love Robert De Niro. I'm really I'm getting very fond of everything that De Niro does, but it doesn't fall for Al Pacino that same way. I think this movie looks like many of the movies he's done in the last couple of years. He does a lot of screaming. He does a lot of that quirky, I'm a goofy guy, great ass, that kind of stuff. And I don't think this movie's got it. This movie looks to me like it's a little trite, it's a little contrived, and the most important thing, it's not an original idea. It's the kind of thing you've seen before, you've seen it done before, and I'm afraid that I'm not going to have to give this an enthusiastic thumbs up. I will instead give it a thumbs down. I don't think you should go see this movie. It's a bad movie. Don't go see it.
All right, that's...
And I never miss Gene Stapleton.
The Recruit. Jean Stapleton.
She's in the movie. I'm going to see it. Now, unfortunately, the last movie she was in, I think, was in the early 70s.
That's Archie Bunker's wife, right?
It's, that didn't come out of my mouth.
Okay. The Recruit by Donnie.
That big head and baggy.
Now, I got some go-to guys. You know my number one go-to guy is De Niro.
Bobby D.
Piece of crap like Showtime, I'm there. Pacino's my number two go-to guy. And I'm faggy about Clooney. He's my number three go-to guy. I must disagree with Mike that I believe Al Pacino stopped mocking Al Pacino when he made the movie Sea of Love. All the movies since then, Donnie Brasco, Devil's Advocate, the one where he played the guy with Russell Crowe based on the 60 Minutes thing. What was that one called? Don't Look at Rob. Hold on, I need a break. What was the name of that movie?
Which movie?
What Rob?
The Advocate?
No, shut. Will you stop writing jokes for Mike? What are you doing?
No, I'm not. Now I'm blanking on the name of the movie.
What was the name of the movie? What was it?
Was it The Informer?
He writes jokes for you, too. I don't want everybody thinking he just writes jokes.
I don't mind. I don't mind. Yes.
I've never looked at Robin and said, would you stop writing jokes for Don?
But I was asking you a question.
And I was looking at, I never miss a movie with Steven Seagal. If Steven Seagal's in the theater, I'm
The Insider.
Insider, yes, anyway. With Russell Crowe.
Anyway.
Where he played the 60 Minutes producer.
Since then, Pacino has turned a corner, and I'm back on his side. You know what? I got totally effed on that. I got totally effed on that. And I've never hidden the fact that occasionally Rob writes jokes for me, too. Because the ones that I don't like, especially, I make them say to the audience. But Mike, you got that memory for movies.
I know.
And I was looking at you. What's the name of that movie? What's the name of that movie?
Rob was holding up something that I was looking at. I'm sorry. I apologize.
All right, one more movie.
Very good.
And it is Biker Boys.
Biker Boys.
Anyway, the other one I say yes, incidentally, too. Biker Boys with my man Larry Fishburne. Okay, here's the deal. It's the Fast and the Furious, except they're not white, they're black. Instead of cars, they're motorcycles. Also, they spell boys B-O-Y-Z.
Like Boys in the Hood.
Right, which is, incidentally, the only proper spelling, the only time you can use a Z in boys is Boys in the Hood. No, thank you. No, thank you. Now he's killing me.
I know.
He just gave me a clip.
This house is so gone crazy.
Stop it, man.
For none of Rob's reasons, I say no, not to mention the fact that Kid Rock is in this goddamn movie.
Right, yeah.
Ugh, puke. I would rather be stuck in the balls with needles than go see this movie.
Wow.
Mike.
Yes.
Your turn on Biker Boys.
Biker Boys by Mike. I read an interview with Lawrence Fishburne, a very brief little interview where they asked him, are you a biker? And he said, no, I'm a motorcycle enthusiast. It struck me as just a tad pompous. He then went on during this interview to mention that he rides for the Guggenheim Motorcycle Club, which consists of millionaires and movie stars. This was in the interview. F you, Larry Fishburne. I think you're pompous. I think you are totally out of touch with reality.
I wrote a joke for
and
you.
I know that. I'm not going to use it. And I'm also going to tell you that I really do believe that this is a recreation of Fast and the Furious, you know, Triple X, all that crap, which is another unoriginal idea. And I think Larry Fishburne has demonstrated to me that he's a pompous ass. And I don't like pompous asses in my movies. I like my movie stars, thank you, to be grounded. To be grounded in reality. And grounded in the knowledge that they're just like you and I. Thank you. I like that one.
His joke you use. My joke you don't use.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I know. That's it. We are split on the recruits.
Right.
With Al Pacino and Colin Farrell, I said, go ahead. What do you got to lose? Mike says, no way.
I have a sleeper pick, though, this week.
Yes.
And I mean it. Final Destination 2. If you like that kind of crap, I think it's a good one of that kind of crap. Looks scary to me.
And let me see. Biker Boys, I think we're both in agreement.
Yeah, horrible.
Yeah. No way. No way, homeboy. And now, to the news cubicle we go, giving him all of the allotted time.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Excuse me, Buzz.
He made it up.
I mean, that was an audible, but I know you saw that. I had like a burp coming up there, and I burp, just stop it halfway.
A little cream of mushroom coming up there.
Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Today, James Brown's daughters make a federal case against the Godfather of Soul.
But feist, get a good education. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned
for news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
How's your taint? The Don and Mike Show.
Time for Buzz. Brought to you by Duramax. Sexual enhancers have great sex more often with Duramax. Available at finer health and storage pharmacies and retailers everywhere. Or call 1-888-TRYING-VMAX. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. James Brown has two daughters.
How many?
One's a doctor, the other's a DJ.
Hi, this is James Brown.
Hi, James.
And you'd be surprised at the number of young people who said they want to be like James Brown.
I do.
But my advice to them is the first, get a good education.
Right.
Now,
then pursue a career.
Hold on, Buzz.
Don't be a dropper.
Right.
Join the rest of your friends.
Revenge.
That are headed back to school.
Back to school.
Go ahead, Buzz. Now, the two daughters have filed a federal lawsuit against JB, saying he stopped giving them royalties because of a family grudge. The girls were just 3 and 6 years old when JB wrote Get Up Off of That Thing in 1976 and other songs. But they helped write the songs, even at that young age, according to their lawyer. The girls say Dad's been pissed at him since 1998 when the doctor daughter had him committed to a psychiatric hospital for his addiction to painkillers.
Mammy, I am.
Dad's lawyer.
Danny. I get it.
Psychopropane.
Dad's lawyer says.
Codeine.
Hammer on. The lawyer says J.B. only owes the girls about $66,000, but that he'd be happy to pay them nearly $200,000 if they'd just sign the song's copyrights completely over to him.
Double game!
Hold me up! Chicken cane!
Yeah.
Ladder cane!
Hold me a day! We had all the rain!
Elvis!
Hand me down!
What a stomach!
That's the bank!
Flexal!
Now you're pumped!
Sarah from Joe Millionaire says she's not ashamed of her role in some kinky fetish videos.
She was a whore.
That a girl.
And the Fox Network couldn't be happier about the mini scandal. After refusing to comment at first, 29-year-old Sarah Kozer told the Daily News, "I'll stand by everything I've ever done." Sarah was never nude in the videos and committed no actual sex acts.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Which is why I told you a couple of days ago we didn't jump on this.
No big deal.
Last night I was watching Entertainment Tonight.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or Access Hollywood. I don't remember. Same thing. And they showed the parts of the video this girl was in.
Right.
She did nothing.
No.
She sat there. She was tied up. Wearing a cheerleader outfit.
How can I communicate this to you any more clearly? It wouldn't have mattered to me if she'd done everything. Just the way I feel.
You're that upset.
I like Sarah.
Yeah.
I like naughty, bad, take Evan into the woods, Sarah.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Then the other cheap trollops that are trying to pretend there's something they're not.
She's not a porno star. I mean, this is really blown, if you pardon the pun, blown out of proportion.
It's just what I'm saying. It's just like being a porno star is so horrible.
Yeah. Sarah's one of three finalists in the competition for the lying Evan Marriott. Fox says it knew about Sarah's videos before the taping began, and it says it's tickled about the free publicity. Quoting one executive, the shy churchgoer is not going to get you a rating.
And we still got our bet, right? Even though we don't know what we're betting yet?
Yeah.
About Joe Millionaire?
Yeah,
I think, in the end?
Excuse me. I think it's going to be legit.
Oh, wow.
And in the end, I say Fox or a relative or somewhere, the dumb guy is going to end up getting at least $1 million. He's going to be able to say to the girl he picks at the end.
Right.
Duh, I got $1 million.
Yeah, you got $1 million.
You got a rocket body.
Rocket body. Sarah's great. Sarah's a Spitfire.
Duh.
Now, the networks say they're very careful about thoroughly screening the applicants for the reality shows, but they say they look more for things like felony records, history of mental illness, communicable diseases.
I'll drink to that.
Sarah!
Especially sex germs, STDs.
Fast play.
Get this. Nearly half the applicants for the new NBC show Meet My Folks and a high percentage of those for ABC's The Bachelor were rejected for carrying the genital herpes virus.
Wow.
How many
auditions were in Baltimore?
All of them? No, I don't know. Famous Hollywood whorehouse Madam Heidi Fleiss apparently didn't just get girls for guys. In her new book, she says she also got guys for girls, and that one of the girls was Princess Diana.
Ooh. Hello, Heidi.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, this is Heidi Fleiss. Image. They die. Yeah, what can I do? You want me to send over a gigolo? Yeah. A wolf? A vagina.
Oh, I'll send over one of my finest girls.
Hello.
Enjoy her, Diana.
I will. Heidi.
Now,
I don't pronounce the H. Heidi.
Heidi.
Hello, Heidi.
Heidi.
As evidence, ID offers a thank you note scrawled on the cover of a Vogue magazine. It reads, "Thanks, Heidi. What a babe. He rocked my world, Diana."
Well, that's 100% believable.
The book is called Pandering, and it hits the stores on Tuesday. Heidi says she'd like Nicole Kidman to play her in the movie. President Bush.
Right, it... then they could get Nicole Simpson to play Lady Di.
She wouldn't. Perfect. Why does she want Nicole Kidman? Doesn't look anything like her.
I know.
Who would be good to play Heidi?
I'm just thinking Nicole Simpson would be good to play Lady Di. They're both dead.
They have that in common.
I get jokes.
Okay, right.
President Bush is indicating that a war with Iraq is just weeks away.
Nice. Bush.
Quoting him, weeks, not months. And today his ally, British Prime Minister Tony Blair, joined Bush to push for a UN resolution to rally support for that war. Some of the biggest countries on the Security Council are against it, but quoting Bush, for the sake of peace, the issue must be resolved.
I heard from a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend, and I had no idea whether this was some guy that was just talking.
Yeah.
It's February 28th. But that's the date.
That's the day?
Experts have been saying end of February, 1st of March, right in there. So you're, I'm sure, within days of being on the money.
Yeah, but I mean, it disturbs me that there is a date.
Yeah,
you know,
I understand.
I mean, I really wish they'd, you know, because, I mean, it says to me that they're lying about everything when they're saying, hey, we're going to wait and we're going to do this, and, you know.
It's not official.
You have to plan. You can't just do this.
Planning?
Planning is all of it.
Could be the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz, no, yes, it couldn't. There's only 28 days in February.
Ah.
Not a leap year, huh?
See what you did.
A peacenik can hope.
Mm-hmm.
Experts say we're looking at the end of February, 1st of March, and the president is indicating the only way to avoid that war is if Saddam agrees to go into exile. Experts say that's possible, but not likely.
Well, now, they haven't had a hit since 1978.
Exile?
Exile. What was their hit, Don?
Tissue all over.
All the more reason he should join them.
Hold on a second.
All right.
I know we're running late.
Us?
Yeah, us.
Yeah.
Tissue all over. Disc 7?
I want to kiss you all over.
I remember the song. I forgot
the name
of the
group. Was another Exile hit.
That was it. That was it.
It was the one hit wonder.
Cut
17.
From Exile. And now we'll use our CD machines, which were created around 1968.
You got a jingle for me, Robbie?
Yeah. You got a choice.
All right, beautiful. Okay, all right, here we go. Everybody, I'm Al-Qaeda. Happy, happy Friday. 48 hours nonstop party. Right now, I want to tell you, we got a long-distance dedication from George Bush. Brand new lead singer of this group, Saddam Hussein. I want to kiss you all over. Here is
Exile.
Bravo.
Bravo.
Good job, Al.
Do you remember this bad song?
Al-Qaeda.
Make him go to exile.
Oh, what a horrible song.
Why not send him to Firefall?
Oh, God.
How about sending him to... You know, they could have done worse.
Yeah, oh, much worse.
Saddam, you're not going to go to exile.
Where am I going?
You are going to
TCBQ,
the Little River Band.
Happy anniversary, baby.
No!
I'll let you on my mind.
I will never leave power.
All right, well then, I'm afraid you leave me no choice.
Where are you sending me? How come I sound Indian? I'm Saddam Hussein.
Oh, the God, hold on. No, never mind. Nothing good enough. We'll be right back.
Right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
How's your taint? The Don and Mike Show.
Time for Buzz. Brought to you by Duramax. Sexual enhancer. Have great sex more often with Duramax. Available at Fire Health and Sewage Pharmacies and retailers everywhere. Or call 1-888-TRYING-VMAX. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. James Brown has two daughters.
How many?
One's a doctor. The other's a DJ.
Hi, this is James Brown.
Hi, James.
And you'd be surprised at the number of young people who said they want to be like James Brown.
I do.
But my advice to them is the first... Get a good education.
Right.
Now, then pursue a career.
Hold on, Buzz.
Don't be a dropout.
Right.
Join the rest of your friends that are headed back to school.
Back to school.
Good. Now, the two daughters have filed a federal lawsuit against JB, saying he stopped giving them royalties because of a family grudge. The girls were just 3 and 6 years old when JB wrote Get Up Off of That Thing in 1976 and other songs.
That's it.
But they helped write the songs, even at that young age, according to their lawyer. The girls say dad's been pissed at him since 1998, when the doctor's daughter had him committed to a psychiatric hospital for his addiction to painkillers. Dad's lawyer. Dad's lawyer says... The lawyer says JB only owes the girls about $66,000, but that he'd be happy to pay them nearly $200,000 if they'd just sign the song's copyrights completely over to him.
Double game! Told me out! Chicken cage!
Yeah.
Out of cage! Told me a bit!
What a stomach.
That's the fact.
Flex off.
Now you punk. Hell, Max. Gotta get ready.
The ad guy.
Hot buns.
Sarah from Joe Millionaire says she's not ashamed of her role in some kinky fetish videos.
She was a whore.
Atta girl.
And the Fox Network couldn't be happier about the mini scandal. After refusing to comment at first, 29-year-old Sarah Kozer told the Daily News, "I'll stand by everything I've ever done." Sarah was never nude in the videos and committed no actual sex acts.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Which is why I told you a couple of days ago we didn't jump on this.
No big deal.
Last night I was watching Entertainment Tonight.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or Access Hollywood. I don't remember. Those shows were the same thing. And they showed the parts of the video this girl was in.
Right.
She did nothing.
No.
She sat there. She was tied up. Wearing a cheerleader outfit.
How can I communicate this to you any more clearly? It wouldn't have mattered to me if she'd done everything.
Just the way I feel.
You're that upset.
I like Sarah.
Yeah.
I like naughty, bad, take Evan into the woods, Sarah.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Then the other cheap trollops that are trying to pretend there's something they're not.
She's not a porno star. I mean, this is really blown, if you pardon the pun, blown out of proportion.
It's just what I'm saying. It's just like being a porno star is so horrible.
Yeah. Sarah's one of three finalists in the competition for the lying Evan Marriott. Fox says it knew about Sarah's videos before the taping began, and it says it's tickled about the free publicity. Quoting one executive, the shy churchgoer is not going to get you a rating.
And we still got our bet, right? Even though we don't know what we're betting yet?
Yeah.
About Joe Millionaire? Yeah. I think at the end...
Excuse me. I think it's going to be legit.
Oh, wow.
And in the end, I say Fox or a relative or somewhere, the dumb guy is going to end up getting at least $1 million. He's going to be able to say to the girl he picks at the end...
Right.
Duh, I got $1 million.
You got $1 million.
You got a rocket body.
Rocket body. Sarah's great. Sarah's a Spitfire.
Duh.
Now, the networks say they're very careful about thoroughly screening the applicants for the reality shows, but they say they look more for things like felony records, history of mental illness, communicable diseases.
I'll drink to that.
Sarah!
Especially sex germs, STDs.
Fast play.
Get this. Nearly half the applicants for the new NBC show Meet My Folks and a high percentage of those for ABC's The Bachelor were rejected for carrying the genital herpes virus.
Wow.
How many auditions were in Baltimore?
All of them? No, I don't know. Famous Hollywood whorehouse Madam Heidi Fleiss apparently didn't just get girls for guys. In her new book, she says she also got guys for girls, and that one of the girls was Princess Diana.
Ooh. Hello, Heidi.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, Heidi Fleiss. Emerge. Lay die. Yeah, what can I do? You want me to send over a gigolo? No! A wolf? A vagina.
Oh, I'll send over one of my finest girls. enjoy her, Diana.
I will. Heidi.
Heidi.
I don't pronounce the H. Heidi.
Heidi.
Hello, Heidi.
Heidi.
As evidence, Heidi offers a thank you note scrawled on the cover of a Vogue magazine. It reads, "Thanks, Heidi. What a babe. He rocked my world, Diana."
Well, that's 100% believable.
The book is called Pandering, and it hits the stores on Tuesday. Heidi says she'd like Nicole Kidman to play her in the movie. President Bush.
Is right, then they could get Nicole Simpson to play Lady Di.
She wouldn't. Why she want Nicole Kidman? Doesn't look anything like her.
I know.
Who would be good to play Heidi?
I'm just thinking Nicole Simpson would be good to play Lady Di. They're both dead.
They have that in common.
I get jokes.
Okay, right. President Bush is indicating that a war with Iraq is just weeks away.
Nice Bush.
Quoting him, weeks, not months. And today his ally, British Prime Minister Tony Blair, joined Bush to push for a UN resolution to rally support for that war. Some of the biggest countries on the Security Council are against it. But quoting Bush, for the sake of peace, the issue must be resolved.
I heard from a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend, and I had no idea whether this was some guy that was just talking.
Yeah.
It's February 28th. That's the date.
That's the date? Experts have been saying end of February, 1st of March, right in there. So you're, I'm sure, within days of being on the money.
Yeah, but I mean, it disturbs me that there is a date.
Yeah,
you know what I
understand.
I mean, I really wish published. They, you know, because, yeah. I mean, it says to me that they're lying about everything when they're saying, hey, we're going to wait and we're going to do this, and, you know.
It's not official.
You have to plan. You can't just do this.
Planning?
Planning is all of it.
Could be the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, couldn't. There's only 28 days in February.
Ah.
Not a leap year, huh?
See what you did.
A peacenik can hope.
Mm-hmm.
Experts say we're looking at the end of February, 1st of March, and the president indicating the only way to avoid that war is if Saddam agrees to go into exile. Experts say that's possible, but not likely.
Well, now, they haven't had a hit since 1978.
Exile?
Exile. What was their hit, Don?
Kiss you all over.
All the more reason he should join them.
Hold on a second.
All right.
I know we're running late.
Us?
Yeah, us.
Yeah.
Kiss you all over. Disc 7?
I want to kiss you all over.
I remember the song. I forgot.
It was
the name
another
of the group.
Exile hit.
That was it.
It was the one hit wonder.
Cut 17.
From Exile. And now we'll use our CD machines, which were created around 1968.
You got a jingle for me, Robbie?
Yeah. You got a choice.
All right, beautiful. Okay, all right, here we go. Everybody, I'm Al-Qaeda. Happy Friday. 48 hours nonstop partying. Right now I want to tell you we got a long-distance dedication from George Bush. Random lead singer of this group, Saddam Hussein. I want to kiss you all over. Here is Exile.
Bravo.
Good job, Al. You remember this bad song?
Al-Qaeda.
Make him go to exile.
What a horrible song.
Why not send him to Firefall?
Oh, God.
How about sending him to... They could have done worse.
Yeah, oh, much worse.
Saddam, you're not going to go to exile.
Where am I going?
You are going to
KCBQ,
the Little River Band.
Happy anniversary, baby.
No.
I want you on my mind.
I will never leave power.
All right, well then, I'm afraid you leave me no choice.
Where are you sending me? How come I sound Indian? I'm Saddam Hussein.
Oh, God, hold on. No, never mind. No, not a good enough. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mo and Mike O'Mara, WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wishing ye good luck in everything. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
The Geronimo thing. They're not saying anything. During an earlier commercial break, you know these guys,
Cameron?
Oh, we're going to get to use right now.
Okay.
They're testing the studio connection for Ron and Fez.
We just heard two. We were listening to these two mooks who were setting the studio up for Ron and Fez.
Absolutely.
Up at Westwood One.
Uh-huh.
It was rather comical.
Of course.
I mean, if it had gone on while we were on the air, we would have played it for you. It was two guys like going, hello? Hello, test 1, 2.
We always like to pull back the curtain.
Hello? But now they're not.
Of course. Naturally.
What does that sound?
Talk to them. They can hear you.
Hey, speak, you guys.
Are ye there?
Hello? We have your pod and up.
Speak to us.
Really?
Yeah. Hello?
Who's this? who is this?
We're attempting to pull back the curtain.
Who is this?
Billy, I got it.
Billy? Billy, you got it?
I think that might be Rory.
Rory.
You got it?
Billy.
Rory.
Rory.
Billy.
Rory!
See, up in Philly, Matt and Huggy, they're already in the studio.
Right.
They're just waiting to do the show.
Of course.
WYSB.
Hi, Matt. Hi, Huggy.
Ron and Fez, you know, that, God knows, they're in a bomb shelter somewhere in New York, waiting to do their show, and they've got these guys who are, like, trying to hook up the wires, and it's behind-the-scenes stuff, but they're not talking now.
I think Ron and Fez are somewhere on 81st Street.
Hello?
Yeah, we're not getting anything.
Anyway, Buzz?
Yes, now from Bush and Blair to Cheech and Chong.
Oh, you know, we got to wind it up, Buzz.
Okay, in sports, I got to tell you this one. Umpire Bruce Framing has been in the big leagues for 32 years, has been suspended 10 days. He called the Major League Baseball administrator, quote, a stupid Jew bitch.
Uh-oh.
He doesn't get to go to Japan.
That's never appropriate.
Don't laugh.
Finally, some, quick hits.
This is a natural laugh from Rob.
Some quick hits in California's Bay Area. Trouble at a community center where the boys and girls on the swim team were having co-ed shave downs. The big swimsuit issue comes out this weekend from National Geographic, the magazine that showed most of us our first topless women, has photos more revealing than any you'll see elsewhere.
These broads look like they have babies in their boobs.
No, 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 not the Polynesian broads. Quoting a spokesman, we just wanted to have a little fun.
What, National Geographic is actually going to have a...
There will be several pictures of topless women in this issue.
Oh! And the cover has a lady who's wearing nothing but shells.
Really?
Nice.
All right.
Very nice.
In Kansas City, a man's been arrested for marching into his local supermarket and urinating on the frozen chickens. Damage estimate, $460.
And in is that your dad?
No. And in Bakersfield, California, police have arrested the handicapped alleged burglar who made his getaway in a wheelchair wearing nothing but a top hat and cape.
Tom Gavin.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Thank you. We gotta go. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Stand by for a smorgasbord of shows that follow us on stations throughout America.
Amen.
Good day to you, sir.
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 Do you want to play cricket?
I'd love to, under the light of the moon.
Be out. Eaters.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.